Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, March 27th, 2025. We're still on the air despite massive deep state attacks. Huge transmission straight ahead.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. In the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are now entering day 66 of the return of the American Republic. And the sparks are flying on this March 27th live transmission. Now is the time to stand and be counted. Now is the crux, the crossroads of history. Your political, cultural, spiritual, economic action now has thousands of times the effect it would have had a decade or 20 years ago. The world is awakening. The old globalist order was trying to bring in an even greater tyranny, and it is now imploded. But our enemies are not completely defeated yet. Though they can never put their system back together again, they can try to claw us back into the hole with them. I know I say that at the start of every broadcast because it's true and you know it. And the exciting part is, my worldview, your worldview, is the real worldview based on real research and deep commitment to ongoing analysis. And the world is listening. And we're gaining ground and the bad guys are losing ground. Okay. Zelensky, the globalist dictator of Ukraine, has come out and said that Putin will soon be dead. They've intensified bombing attacks inside against Russian infrastructure, even though Russia has stopped that, and NATO admits it. So NATO does not want the war to end. They've stated that publicly, but now they're trying to, again, make sure that no ceasefire of any real import ever takes hold. You then have the ongoing sabotage or attempted sabotage of the Trump administration, as I predicted. It wasn't hard. By the globalists that are still in control of most of the intelligence agency systems, not just here, but in the Western world, to target and sabotage and spoof and leak Trump's military, intelligence, economic, cultural plans. And then to call it incompetence by the Trump administration when that information comes out. Now, I said when this whole big scandal broke over the weekend, of the signal information being sent by Trump's war cabinet, intelligence cabinet, to Jeffrey Goldberg, of all people, the editor of The Atlantic, the most evil publication of the globalist out there, its mouthpiece, the mouth of Satan, the literal Jeffrey Epstein Alumni Association. And I said, looks like a Vault 7 style deal. We got that from Snowden. We knew it was already happening. That was Pickler. System of the CIA hacking in, spoofing, setting people up, framing people. And Walls and others at first said, we didn't add Goldberg to this. We don't know how he got added. And Trump just said, just own it and move forward. Wasn't really war plans. And Trump understands they want to create a tar baby. But I said, I would look at their signal codes being hacked, and I would look at people going in and spoofing this, and you're going to see more of this. Broke today. Just like I said, I know the enemy, know how they operate. They've tried it with us all the time. It's constant. It looked just like your email, interface the same. They got everything else tapped. They're watching it. They'll try to manipulate your friends, your family, businesses, money wires, everything. And that's just what they've done to me for decades. So I've learned about all this from experience, let me tell you. And here it is. Yep, all the codes were magically out there. Wonder who put those out. We'll be right back. There's a lot of amazing t-shirt designs out there, but this is an art masterpiece, and boy, does it send a message. Elon Musk with a chainsaw, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com. And then this, selling out fast. Learn about all this and more at thealexshowstore.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide. Get your limited edition Gulf of America shirt at thealexjonesstore.com and the limited edition Spartan Trench Warfare Knife. Engraved with the Spartan and the words tip of the spear, the legendary M4s on the side. This is high quality. This is powerful. Find this and more Patriot Apparel and other incredible supplements at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, March 27th, 2025. Coming up in about 43 and a half minutes from now, Michael Savage is going to join us to give us his incredible insight into where the world is today, his report card on Trump, and his analysis of what the bad guys are going to do. And quite frankly, there are myself, General Flynn, Steve Bannon, Michael Savage. If I had to say who knows the enemy best and how to stop them, and we all have different skills in different areas, but there's a lot of other smart people as well. Tucker's super smart and has a lot of skills we don't have, but when it's to understanding the globalists, their dirty tricks, what they're going to do next, you can count them on one hand. And Michael Savage is joining us coming up. Then another really interesting, intelligent fella, Billy Carson. Very popular. We had him on once a few years ago. I don't know why he hadn't been back on. It was super viral. He was talking about energy systems under the Great Pyramid Complex. And he's an expert on that. He's going to be joining us coming up in the third hour, fourth hour. Will be your phone calls today. All right, let's get started. How are the globalists going to try to stop the second American revolution and kill populism worldwide? Well, they've said economic warfare, viral releases, expanded wars, carbon regulations and taxes that collapse the third world and flood the first world that they then control, reverse colonization. The globalists control the replacement migration. Islamic uprisings they control and fund through NATO, the U.S., Israel, and others. It's all on record now. Been talking about it for 30 years, but it's everywhere. It's all out in the open. Incredible. Civil unrest, racial strife, false flags. That's the big one they've got warmed up. Domestic terror attacks against their political enemies to try to scare everyone into submission. And hack attacks and massive harassment against anybody standing up for common sense and sovereignty. Just more terrorism. So, we've got huge Ukraine, NATO, proxy war against Russia news. They have no intention of giving up, even though NATO and the EU won't pony up the money, and Trump's cut almost all the money. And you've got Zelensky saying Putin will soon be dead, and they've launched unprecedented attacks into Russia, and even NATO admits that Russia has not been launching infrastructure attacks back, and is saying, hey, look at this. We then have major EU members officially drafting women. And you've got Germany, England, the UK, France preparing draft for women. So you're finally getting your equality. Now all the EU nations are saying prepare for total war with Russia. Get your storable foods and water and backups ready. I mean, this is bad. So we've got that stack. Then we've got the ongoing signal war plan BS leak. And all the ridiculous garbage surrounding that. And as I said the day this broke, when I saw Jeff Goldberg in the Atlantic, I mean, that guy as much as told me he was a globalist spy. Came here and visited me like 13 years ago. I've talked about him forever. Notice he's never come out and said it's not true. By the way, invite him on the show. Call him up. Say he was coming here for an interview. What an interview. He didn't want to interview me. He goes, no, I'm not really here to interview you. We just want to know, the Obama administration wants to know if you're dangerous and who you work for. I'm not going to tell the whole story again. But I laid all that out. And now, what did I say the day it broke? Days and days and days ago? What did I say? I mean, that story broke, and the next day they were having their show hearings. Less than 24 hours later. I said, look for Vault 7 type CIA or other intelligence hacking technology getting in and adding Jeff Goldberg into the text, even if he was already in the contacts, he could have been added to it to get it, and it spoofed You Don't Know. And I warned of this, them making it look like there's leaks out of the Trump administration, because they kept saying when they were doing the confirmations of Gabbard and Hegseth and Waltz and all of them, they don't have huge intelligence backgrounds. They don't know how to do it. They're going to release sensitive information. They're telling you what they're going to do. And they have a long history of it. And sure enough, why, somehow online is all their passcodes to all their internet devices and signal. Oh, the plausible deniability when it comes out that they're being spoofed, they're being set up. People keep saying, oh, the police for the swatting, they need to get the phone number who called and go arrest them. They spoof your number off another spoof number off another spoof numbers, sometimes 20, 30 hops from another country. Out of government and globalist intelligence servers, and the police and even the NSA would have trouble finding out. So this is how this is done. And here it is in the news. Private contact info, passwords to their devices of Trump's top security officials, including Mike Waltz, Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth, reportedly found online via hacked data and search engines. Oh. First thing Biden did 4 years ago when he got in by stealing the election was, everyone will use Signal. It's safe. It's the best. And all these reporters and all these even former intel people are like, do you use Signal? Why, it's the only secure thing. And I'm like, yeah, right. There's nothing secure unless you're in a field or a cave talking to somebody face to face. That's why forever real spies drop things off at the park or the parking garage or the mall. People go in a bathroom and they put it behind the toilet, and then somebody else goes in and picks it up. That's why they still use pneumatic tube for French intelligence and British intelligence. You know, like when you go to the bank and it shoots your check over, comes back with your deposit slip or whatever. That's how it's done. So if anything was amateur, it's that they were using this. But Hegseth was an amateur. There's no targets. There's no specifics. That's not battle plans. And it's right as the planes are launched, and it's happening. And still, they shouldn't be using that. Get off of it. Use a telephone. Use a different landline. Have your assistants with 20 burner phones from Walmart, randomly bought, send the secretary to random stores, buy those, and then each time you make these phone calls, the phones cost like $30 a piece, you throw them in the trash. you're going to use a telephone, because then they don't have time to get the databases to track it all, but with AI, they really can. So don't use telephones. Good God. Everything's run through the big telecom NSA snoopers. The telecoms are the NSA. If you really want to communicate with people wirelessly, you use shortwave still. My uncle was sending out the main secret communiques for a lot of the operations in Iran-Contra. He was the literally world champion at one point, Morse coder. And even in the 80s, they were sending stuff to the Pentagon and the White House on Morse code. And it wasn't because they didn't have sat phones, didn't have telephones. No, no. Morse code over shortwave. Because they can sit there and have agreed-upon channels, what you're going to use this day, that day. They have all sorts of codes that go into it. They use ancient, you know, George Washington-style codes. Yes, Masonic codes. And that's still how you really do it. And whenever they're going to launch an attack, they should all be in the bubble at the Pentagon or under the bunker at the White House, on all those secured systems that are only wired directly to the Pentagon and back and forth. And still, those have got snoopers on them. It's, oh God, I said that's coming out. I'm already covering it. It just gives me a headache. I mean, I just, so much of what Trump's doing is great because he moves so quick. And like on tariffs, he puts a policy out, pulls it back, changes it, puts it back out. They can't handle that. They can't deal with the fact that Trump's already got a bunch of battle plans in his mind and a philosophy, and he's testing things and seeing what they'll do and shaking people's cages. So when you hear they're incompetent, they are light years ahead of the globalists and all those minions who were only in control because they had all our tax money and inherited all these other systems that more sophisticated, hardworking, smarter people built, and they had an asleep population that wasn't aware of all of this, and so they could get away with it. Well, people aren't asleep anymore. They might not know all the details. Nobody does, but people are looking close now. And so we're in a new world, a new ballgame, a new shooting match. So we've got all of that coming up. And then you see testimony like this, and it's really a window into the sickness of the globalists and just their philosophy all over the world. A state representative in testimony in the horrible leftist-run state of Colorado. What a wonderful state. What a horribly run. They have election fraud. We already know that. That's why they stay in power. But the election integrity move and commission's coming in with all the right moves to stop that. So they won't be in power very long. And they openly talk about, well, we just need to kill all the kids. Then there won't be any cost because kids cost money. If there aren't any children, there won't be any future. But that's the Bill Gates. If we don't give grandma health care, we can hire 10 teachers. No, by taking care of people, you build an economy of service. The money is just the symbol of the transference of energy. It's a dark age when you don't take care of people. And imagine, oh, it's too expensive to raise a child. Just kill them. That'll cost less money. Oh, and have less taxpayers? I mean, again, all the actuaries are well known. It's a fact. You have less than 2.1 children for every two adults. Your society collapses. All the demographic groups have broke this down. Elon Musk has broke it down. All these big foundations have let it out. It is a fact. Japan, 1.2 children for every two people. They're gone. Very quickly. Italy, 1.3. On and on and on. It's a disaster. And now, let's just not have kids. That way there's more money for Social Security. That's as dumb on its face as the climate envoy, John Kerry, three times last year I saw, we played the videos, saying we've got to cut farming by half or people are going to starve. You've got to stop eating food or drinking water or you'll get too fat. You've got to slit your wrist or you might bleed to death. You've got to take cyanide or you might get sick. You got to jump off a 50-story building or you might break your legs. You got to kill all the kids to save money. And that's Cloward and Piven. Set it up with it. None of it's sustainable. You just go, well, just get rid of everybody. Well, who decides that? Oh, the ultimate power. The lifeboat game they've been playing for 50, 60 years in public and private schools around the Western world, where they get all the kids together and say there's only enough food for 8 people on the lifeboat. Let's see who's essential and who's not. And they go through the type of professions you want to be and who gets to live and who's voted off to die. And that introduces the zero-sum game or the limited pie, the feudalist model, so that you start thinking about who's got to die, who's got to be enslaved, who's got to be robbed from, so that you live, and now you're in a predatory model, a conquest model, instead of a Renaissance expansionist model. And that's why they have the bureaucracy and the make work and all the extra taxes. They admit to weigh down society so that people have to work 7 days a week or 2 or 3 jobs if they want to live half decent, even if they're competent. Everybody else just gives up and society falls apart. Cloward and Piven. Just one modern name of that stratagem. I'll get to that coming up. I already kind of did it, but I'm going to play the clip. And then all the great things that the Trump administration has been doing, there are so many. Gabbard removes climate change from intelligence community annual threat assessment because the only thing true about climate change is that there is climate change and that it's constant and that humans have almost no effect in all the real studies. 99%+ of the climate is driven by what? 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 That big old yellow thermonuclear controlled explosion in the sky that its mass gravity holds in, called the sun. The other heat comes from thermal vents and volcanic activity. A tiny sub-percent of 1%. It's well known. But when all these climatologists and astrophysicists over the decades explain that, you know, people with top degrees, top research, the UN passed regulations saying the sun has no effect on climate. UN passes resolutions like 7 years ago. Another one, 10. Look it up. UN passes resolution saying climate science is settled and the sun has no effect on climate. That's a good one, right? We'd be absolute zero without that luscious, perfect, juicy, standard yellow sun. I get why the ancients worshipped it. I don't worship it. I know it's a bunch of ignited gases. But the point is that it sure is nice that God gave us that. That runs the show. That thing. That is our daddy and our mommy. That's our womb God gave us. That's our energy source. That is the sweetie pie right there. That is the cupcake. Look at that gorgeous thing right there. Every bit of life you got because God made that. Thank you, Jesus. But the UN says zero effect on climate. Okay. And of course you can say, well, the moon has a few percent. Yeah, but that's because the space winds off the sun. And when it gets between us and the sun, so... And it does have some tidal effect. But as for heat, the sun. So, we'll be getting into that. And so much more today. Michael Savage again coming up. Don't want to miss that. And more. And remember, you've got all the power. When you decide that you have importance, which you do, and when you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on your email, your text message, your word of mouth, on X, other platforms, you decide a particular clip you think is important, you take it, you share it. Or hell, I don't care, you think it's important, go research it, find out it's true. Say it yourself somewhere. Just get information out. We've come back from massive censorship and almost total suppression, but we held in there together to having real beachheads now. So don't just repost our material or other material you think is important and informative that you know is key on X. Post it everywhere and do it aggressively, because without that, we lose. And we've got such momentum right now, we don't want to sit on our laurels in the third quarter 15 points ahead and then lose the game. We want to fight like our lives depend on it, because this isn't a damn football game, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real world for all the marbles, all the chips. This is the big one. Now, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and drill in to all the clips and the news on the war and Zelensky saying Putin will soon be dead, and the drafting of the women, which they're planning here. The Democrats have a coalition together, and they almost every one of them, I think one Democrat's against drafting women. I mean, ooh, you want equality, sweethearts. You're about to get it. Wow. That, all the latest, everything I mentioned and more, so much I didn't get into. President Trump dropped a huge bomb. I got that video on the 2020 election. Well, I'm going to get to that first, actually, and then this. The war stuff. But when we come back. But just remember this. You're the reason we're on air despite all the insane attacks. And right now, it's all coming to a head. I got lawyers and other people in the conference room right now, battle planning. We're going on offense against the very law firms and others that have been sanctioned by the president for lawfare. They've confessed to it. But it takes money to do this. Plus, the products are insanely good. So I want to salute everyone that's kept us in this operation and my crew in the fight. We are one of the most effective, truthful, accurate organizations out there, and all glory goes to God, but God's been working through you, so I thank you. We have incredible supplements, the very best, widest selection of Patriot apparel. So many, just some of the best designs out there. It is ridiculous how many designs there are. Just be sure and look for them all, because they're amazing. T-shirts, ball caps, sweaters, hoodies, you name it. They did a reserve of the new tactical super badass trench dagger. So I said it was sold out yesterday. They had a reserve of 300 left, so there's less than that left now, but there are a few of those left. There's the Spartan bundle. It's all there. Make babies, not war. That's very popular. That's an Elon Musk quote. Instead of make love, not war, don't make babies, not war. The classic 1776 Betsy Ross flag we brought back. There are so many really, really cool designs. Constant new ones. There's new ones every couple days. Some are limited editions. Others aren't. Get yours today, thealexjonesstore.com. But I want to thank everybody who is supporting the eighth coin in the collectible silver, 999 pure silver bullion, is available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and already 30% of them sold yesterday. There's only 4,000 of them, and when they're gone, they're gone, and it's yours truly, and I guess at that angle, I look like a handsome black man, but it when you turn it around, it's really cool coin. It's got the American flag on it, the classic InfoWars stamp on it, 2025 to commemorate all our victories together. And this is a memento to fund the operation. You don't sell it as an investment, but it does cost about $40 with the silver in it and the stamping of it. We sell it for $99. If you're a member, you get it for $70-something. If you're a VIP, you can get that deal. But it helps us raise funds in here. So it's a symbol that you really stood with us at this key time and that you're the tip of the spear. Get yours now while you can. The Alex Jones limited edition fundraiser coin at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you all. We'll be right back.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
Ah, that's better. Over 400 incredible designs of Patriot apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, everything at thealexjonesstore.com. But there's other stuff like this. Limited edition, highest quality, stainless steel, razor sharp, upgraded 2025 version of the World War II trench knife with the brass knuckles, the skull crusher, and it's got InfoWars laser etched on as well. It's incredible. It's a memento of the fight we're in right now, and I thank you all for your support, but everybody wants to get this. We've had a few of these in the past of other designs, and they sell out quickly, so get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, Now, back to our program.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Vicious scientific death cult attack we're under. Humanity's spirit is rising, and I am so blessed to be here with you in the very center of this awakening and fight, and you are at the center of it as well. Do you realize that? I am so thankful for all of you. This broadcast is a focal point of pro-human destiny and the love of God and creativity and free will that the satanic forces of the globalist hate above everything else, because they want to break your will. Coming up, it just broke. Trump calls for immediate investigation into corrupt D.C. court as Trump derangement syndrome judge Boasberg given fourth Trump case supposedly randomly. Also, police make arrests in Las Vegas, Tesla fire, and so much more. That's coming up in this segment ahead of Michael Savage. But first, I want to hit the Ukraine war. Now, they created right before Trump got elected the Northern Group, run by the UK and France, that is NATO members that say they're going to keep fighting if the U.S. pulls out and cuts funding, which we've done. Then they publicly say, fine, we'll go for a ceasefire, but Zelensky's intensified attacks inside Russia against infrastructure. Russia has stopped it. The Russian government, their foreign minister Lavrov, Putin have all called out the U.K. And that's what I told you before they called him out that's running it. I mean, they admit it. And that's where Zelensky goes to have his big war conferences. Now Zelensky comes out yesterday, we'll play the clip in a moment, and says Putin will die soon. He goes, oh, he's very old. He'll be dead soon no matter. But maybe sooner than you think, not from being old. So he says, we're going to kill Putin. Boy, that's really agreeing to the peace deal, isn't it? Agreeing to an incremental ceasefire. Won't do any of it. And meanwhile, all over Europe, I'll share the articles, they're like, prepare. EU calls for households to stockpile 72 hours of food amid war risk. Started with Sweden last month. I said, watch, it'll be all of them soon. Now it is. That's to create fear. They got TV adverts saying, if there's a nuclear war, just like they air in the U.S., I've played that a few times, if there's a nuclear war, go on this app to the city to see what's happening. You'll be dead in New York before you ever... They want to be air raid sirens. Submarines will hit us in 2 minutes from 100 miles out. With cruise missiles, you can't stop. Hypersonic cruise missiles. And we're like, well, we'll hit them with them too. Oh, yeah, we're all dead. It's called mutually assured destruction because you'd have to be mad to do it. So it continues here. EU goes full prepper, calls citizens to stockpile 72 hours of worth of food, water, and other essentials. Yeah, that'll really help you in a nuclear war. Women finally attain equity in Denmark and other countries will now be drafted into the military at age 18. Isn't that great? Meanwhile, four U.S. soldiers found dead near Belarus border in mystery tragedy. Oh, yeah, our troops are over there dying. And you're like, well, I thought Trump pulled them out. Remember, there were 10,000 troops for 2 years in Syria after Trump said pull them out. After Trump said pull them out, they didn't. Britain is world's biggest warmonger, says Russia. They've come out again and said it. And that's because they are. So, let's go ahead and play the clip of Zelensky threatening Putin. Here it is.
But it also depends on his age. He will die soon, and that's a fact. And it will come to an end. And it could be come to an end even before he ends his absolutely safe and historically lost life.
So that's his peace deal. Elected that he would not have war with Russia. Elected they would not join NATO. And then they intensified attacks in eastern Ukraine on Russian areas that are completely Russian forever to manipulate Putin to come in. And then you've got Zbigniew Brzezinski before that planning and all. You've got, before he died, you've got Soros bragging about it. And when you talk about it, they go, oh, that's Russian talking points. No, it's not. Russian talking points, the globalists admit they started the war. The deputy unelected head of the EU Commission said a month ago, played the clip a couple times, she said, oh yes, we're going to win this war, it may take 20 years with Russia, and then we're going to break Russia up in four parts. And we're waiting for Putin to die. You're just going to get a more hardcore guy than him. These people are maniacs. That's why Kissinger, before he died, even said we should end this war. In every study, every war game, it ends in nuclear war. Even remember 2 years ago, Biden said, oh, we can't send F-16s and Abrams tanks. That's on the escalation ladder because they're briefing him. That's World War III. And later, oh, we won't just do that. We'll start bombing with heavy missiles inside Russia. Wonderful idea. And that's still going on. As soon as Trump, quote, turned back on the intelligence a week ago, bombing Russia. Wow. absolutely insane. Disgustingly dangerous. All right. I want to get into the judge and Trump calling for criminal investigation, you think, and who they arrested in the Tesla situation in the attacks in Vegas, firebombing. But I mentioned this, so I want to actually play the clip. So here is State Rep. Julie McCluskey in Colorado saying abortion and killing children is cheaper than the government, as if the government's their parents, that's how they want it, having to pay for their social services in their life. So imagine that equation. Not having more humans is the answer to civilization. No, not having humans is not a civilization. And if you don't have 2.1 children at least per million people, you don't have replacement numbers. You really need about 2.3 for a healthy society. The boom ones, on average, are having 4-plus kids. 100 years ago, average family, 5 children. What's the average now in the U.S.? 1.7. Most of that's made up by migrants that still have a bunch of kids. Illegals. That's the replacement migration. So this is, again, just like John Kerry saying last year, we got to cut half the food production or people will starve. It is incredible. And they know it's illogical. So we don't live as long. Cancer rates are off the chart. And it's because we're being poisoned. And then they keep you alive with all the new medicine they've got. You'd be dead a lot sooner, but that's when they're sucking the money out of you. They make you sick. It's in their business plans. Then they've got treatments for it, but it never cures you. And then you live a lot less long, but they extract all the money from you. So it is a completely predatory system. And you've got this woman, and they say it all over the place, it's cheaper to kill kids than to take, imagine, oh, well, the parents have to have jobs and buy them food and clothes and school books and take them to the park. Then you got to buy them a football. Then you got to buy them a yo-yo. Then you got to buy them a fishing rod. God, just be so, there'd be, imagine the money, there'll be no money spent on taking them to the beach. Or they'll, don't worry, grandma won't have to make them dinner, make them a pie. And again, the Kroc, the guy that created McDonald's, well, I don't think he was an evil guy, but he did standardization and, you know, like a Henry Ford assembly line, and he was the guy that came with the plan. They did this by the early 70s. I remember seeing interviews where he bragged about it. He said, you know what we did? We wanted to get rid of the service people and have less people. And we just put a thank you on the trash cans, and then we would just encourage people, hey, would you like to throw your own trash away? And then it was the same thing for gas stations. First you can pump your gas or not pump it, but then they just get rid of, you pull in, they check everything, clean your windshield, whatever. And again, oh, we don't need people, you see. And then now it's every level of society is like that. Who needs mathematical skills? You got a calculator. Who needs doctors? A robot will do it. Doctors now just take orders from insurance companies what to do. They only prescribe the drugs that the insurance company gets a kickback on. So they know exactly what they're doing. And they got the minions out there. I don't know if this idiot Representative Julie McCluskey understands all this. They're just the wokest cult, but the administrators up above, this is being said in Australia, this is being said in Germany, this is being said in France, Canada, all over the Western world, Italy here. You know, we've got to have less children. That's how you have a good civilization. I played a clip a few months ago of Larry Fink at the World Government Forum. Remember when they said that didn't exist? And he says, you know, the countries doing the best are the ones like Japan and others because they're having to come out with all this automation because there's no people, and so they're booming in robotics. You mean booming in something to further get rid of people? Humans are supposed to control our environment. That's how we're different from the rest of the animal kingdom, and decide what we want to do and chart our, quote, cultural economic evolution. And then the brainwashed mainline Christians go, evolution doesn't exist. I mean, evolution, like the airplane has evolved, communications has evolved, language has evolved, you know, build a future that's based on honor and justice and competition and what makes it better for humans. And the globalists got control in the name of being, oh, we want to put, you know, retarded people flying airplanes and we want to do all this because it's about equality. That's not real equality. Equality is being able to strive. And then people that are smarter and better than you at certain things make society better. And then we take care of the people that aren't as smart. But the left, once they get control, they go, oh, there's not enough money now. We got to kill the mentally ill people. We've got to euthanize them. The state's the ward in Canada. Oh, we're going to kill this 10-year-old because they've got this disease or because they're Down syndrome. And then where does it end? But it was supposed to be about helping the handicapped. Oh, don't use the word handicapped. Use the word disabled, but let's kill them. Don't call them handicapped. Don't call them cripple. First, don't call them cripple. Call them handicapped. Don't call them handicapped. Call them disabled. And then, oh, it's your right for us to brainwash your kid and cut their genitals off, which is about sterilization. And who do they mainly target? Down syndrome, people with neurological disorders, autistic. Now 1 in 30-something from 1 in 10,000, 50-something years ago. I mean, it's Bill Gates again. Oh, if you kill that old lady and don't give her end-of-life care, you can hire 10 teachers. No, you expand the economy. You create jobs. And you have to have the factory and energy output to match that, which we have unlimited. And then you have a more diverse economy of taking care of people. Then people have jobs. You don't kill all the old people or kill all the handicapped people and then go, oh, that'll save money. No, then that's less of an economy. All the moral behavior builds the glistening, powerful society. When you don't care about the unborn and actually think it's cool and all these leftist women wear shirts saying, I had a bunch of abortions. I loved it. I killed that little bastard. These leftist women, first time I saw it 10 years ago, I thought it was a joke. Now it's everywhere. You've seen it where they put on their stomach at 6-7 months. Or, hey, it's your birthday. Conceived here, dead here. I'm getting an abortion today. I'm going to kill you, you little bastard. And the women laugh about it. And HBO has shows where it's my sexual turn on to have abortions. It's my seventh. Here's my boyfriend. We love it. We love having sex after we kill it. He's like, yeah, it's sexy. They're devil worshipers mainlining, normalizing human sacrifice in front of you. Yeah, then in the Barbie movie, it starts with a little girl not wanting to have dolls, not wanting to have babies, even though girls instinctively want that. You can't make them not want it. It's maternal instincts, but she bashes it apart. She kills it. And then they go to Epstein Island and rape little girls. And it's all about the empowerment of the big witch woman. And if you go to a pro-abortion rally at a capital anywhere, literal, the women will hiss like demons and tell you they love Satan. We've caught it on tape countless times. Go to any abortion clinic, and when the left knows you're protesting it, they'll show up and literally tell you, I love Satan, I've killed 10 of my babies, I'm going to kill more. And they've got pentagrams on them. And then there'll be women in pantsuits that look completely conservative saying the same thing, sticking their tongues out, saying, I love Satan, I love Satan. We've got compilations of this. Hey, McBrain's here. He's made 4 or 5 over the years. I don't want like a 20-minute one or anything, but I know we've got some compilations of the women like, I love Satan. You know, Owen got that like 6 years ago at the Texas Capitol inside the rotunda. And it's all these women dressed in suits and stuff. They're like, Satan, Satan. Literally, they're all together. Like this giant demon festival. And then Gloria Steinem, yeah, I kill babies. And they stop saying, because the 3D ultrasounds, they say, oh, it's not a human, it's a blob of tissue. And they're like, yeah, I kill that son of a bitch, that little bastard. It's about my power. They love it. So, kill babies. Yeah, this is the doctor. He walks over and she goes, so you kill the child. Jesus weeps for the children. He goes, I do. I love it. Satan loves it. Hey. In fact, we got a bunch of compilations of this, but I've seen a bunch of new ones. McBrain, make me a leftist celebrate killing babies things. And the trans events, these gay pride events, anywhere you see the videos, the thing is to have a man looks like a space alien saying he's a woman, and then he'll have a fake baby with blood and rip it out and start licking the blood. I mean, we can't even show you the stuff the videos are everywhere. You've seen them probably. People eating poop, little kids watching it in San Francisco, Austin, Texas, and then in Austin, the public schools, they march the elementary kids out with all the flags and the trans flags, and they just parade their prisoners in front of these parades. I mean, being inducted into a satanic pedophile cult. Yeah, play the doctor first, since you pulled it up, and then pull up some of the trans person simulates aborting its own baby and drinking the blood. I mean, there's just countless ones. And then all the PSAs, we're going to get your kids. Nothing can stop us. We're going to groom them. They're ours. In front of city councils. I need children. State hearings 3 weeks ago, the dudes in the clown outfits that they say are women, not only are they saying a man's a woman, but ugly dudes in clown outfits are women. Looks like It the Clown or scarier. I need access to your children. Give me access. They're not even hiding it. Yeah, go ahead and roll the abortion doctor talking like a demon. There it is. Oh, you just had it. I just saw you put it on the screen. We have B-roll without audio? Interesting. Very interesting. That's a new level. I thought all the computers in there are hooked into the board.
I pray, sir, you got to repent, sir. You got to repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well,
stinky breath.
Yeah,
why?
That's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And then I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I'd never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ.
No,
sir.
I don't go to Christ.
Yeah, you.
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart. Yeah.
You have a darkened heart.
I do very, very much.
And
so.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will.
Day.
Every day.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will. Every day.
All of the babies that
I
you
love
have
it.
Killed.
I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the babies
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, I will.
Keep tearing the babies
I
apart.
I will.
Keep tearing the babies apart. Yes, sir. The babies, their blood screams from the ground. Their blood screams from the ground.
Great job, crew, finding all that so fast. But, you know, we haven't gone into this in a while, and there's so many new events I've seen. We should just create a new compilation of the open public Satanism of the left and their love of abortion, which is the murder of children. So I kind of set that up. I'm going to move on to other things. But here's the clip I talked about. This is a state rep in Colorado, Julie McCluskey, in the hearing saying we should fund more abortions through Medicaid because it's cheaper than childbirth. They're telling you what they're all about in the death cult. Here it is.
That savings comes from the averted births that will not occur because abortions happened instead. So a birth is more expensive than an abortion. So the savings comes in Medicaid births that will not occur. This bill will actually decrease costs for our healthcare policy and financing department, our Medicaid expenditures in both this year and out years, as the savings from averted births outweigh the cost of covering reproductive healthcare for all Coloradans. This bill requires all abortion services to be state-funded. The bill requires an increase to general fund of $1.5 million to cover the cost for care. But again, a reminder that ultimately the state will see a cost savings. And ultimately, it is truly an honor to be here carrying this bill alongside Rep. Garcia, and I ask for your support of Senate Bill 183.
There you go. I notice almost all the functionaries of Satan now are women because it's non-threatening. And they just say it straight out with the governor of Virginia years back, 8 years ago. He's like, yeah, I'm an abortion doctor. I harvest their organs. We keep them alive. We technically then say they're no longer alive, but we harvest them when they're alive. And it's fun. And they sit around and brag, oh, I'm going to abort more babies, the baby parts. I'm going to buy a Ferrari. I mean, look at these witches. They love death because they're of their father, the devil. I have hours of them saying they love Satan, these people. So you got Human Resources Healthcare Committee. Human Resources wants less people. And they set it up where there's so much welfare, it bankrupts the system and says to us, hey, let's just kill everybody. That'll fix it. No, bring back competition. Get rid of the welfare state. It's designed to induct us into this. You domesticate animals because you want them under your control because you're going to slaughter them. Well, we're not animals. Stop being domesticated. Break out of the prison planet. Deconstruct the prison planet. All right, we're going to break. I got so much more I'm going to get to. I've only scratched the surface. Michael Savage, who just went out, did a great job. We'll show that footage coming up. Confronting the Tesla goblins, the anti-Tesla people attacking Teslas. So much on what's happening in the world. Can't wait to talk to him. We're always fundraising here to stay on the air with the deep state law firms that Trump just sanctioned. Paul Weiss is the main group running it all. Attacking us. We got big actions going. We're not giving up. We're trying to save InfoWars, but we need funds for the legal and for the backup studios for the Alex Jones Network that our sponsors built. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air, and if that falls, you keep the Alex Jones Network on the air. Plus, their great products, the very best supplements, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the Ultimate Turmeric, the strongest turmeric formula. These are incredible formulas at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the eighth coin put out in the last 3.5 years, pure silver, made in America, stamped in America, minted in America in Missouri. And I've designed the last 7 coins. I didn't design this one, but it's nice. Because the crew said, hey, everybody wants an Alex Jones coin. So probably the only one we'll ever do. It's got InfoWars on one side, 2025. And it says pure, you know, 999 silver on the other side with my signature and my mug on it with the American flag. And it's a memento that keeps us on the air. It's a fundraiser coin. And all the other coins you see for resale, because they're limited, I've seen sell them for more. But we don't sell it as an investment in silver, because it'd be $40 if that was the case. No, it's $99. We can raise some funds, 70-something if you're a VIP member, at thealexjonesstore.com. And that's how you keep us on air. And they always sell out in a week. And we need the funds dearly. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And there is the widest selection of, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of designs of T-shirts, ball caps, everything. I said, I want the widest selection. I want the best designs. And there's some good designs, some great designs. There are some of the best designs you're going to find anywhere. Only thing is, you got to wade through the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of just badass designs. These aren't even some of the best right here. That's just a promo they did like 2 weeks ago. Like, let's do a new one. I mean, that's a good shirt right there, that Gulf America. That, I knew that'd be a bestseller. It is. There are so many other kick-ass shirts like that. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel any time. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special discounts, special sales, special offers. Become a VIP now. Thank you so much for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number 2 straight ahead. There's a lot of amazing T-shirt designs out there, but this is an art masterpiece, and boy, does it send a message. Elon Musk with a chainsaw. Exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. And then this, selling out fast. Learn about all this and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the second American revolution worldwide. Get your limited edition Gulf of America shirt at thealexjonesstore.com. And the limited edition Spartan trench warfare knife. Engraved with the Spartan and the words, tip of the spear, the legendary M4s on the side. This is high quality. This is powerful. Find this and more Patriot Apparel and other incredible supplements at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sea Moss has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish Sea Moss is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check check out Ultimate CMOS Capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS Capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS Capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
For everybody, especially me, a living legend, Dr. Michael Savage, worldwide best-selling author over and over again. He wrote a book in 82 predicting the transgender globalist takeover. You think I did a good job talking about it in the mid-90s. This guy has called it all. I want to get his 35,000-foot view. I want to look at the world, Trump report card, what the left's doing, the war, all of it. Michael Savage. At Savage Nation on X, michaelsavage.com. It is so great to have you here, sir.
Alex, you look better than ever, man. What are you doing? I never saw you look like a combination MMA guy, wrestler, president of something. What are you doing that's right? You look terrific.
I'm actually following your advice and not drinking like a pig and working out and eating raw foods and healthy stuff. I've lost 60 pounds. Thank you. You look great, too.
Well, I try, and every day, as you well know, is a gift from God. And I was watching your segment on the demons, the witches, the monsters, ripping babies out of wombs and celebrating it. And it's one thing to, let's say, permit abortion as a legal act. Let's put it that way. Let's leave it at that. It's another thing to celebrate killing babies and teach children not to have babies. You know, in the 1980s, I was walking around and looking at things and seeing what was coming. And I wrote a fictional novel called Xenon, X-E-N-O-N, one of the rare gases. And it was about a new world order that was coming where Fatasses, F-A-T-A-S-S-E-S, F-S-S, they castrate males at birth. So there they are, the ones from Colorado. They really put a chill through me as she was speaking. I heard Hitler. I saw Hitler there with long hair. She was speaking just like out of Nazi Germany. That it's cheaper to kill people than it is to keep them alive. It's cheaper to abort babies than to let babies live. It's cheaper. These are people, these are the enemies of life itself. These are the ones who threw priests into the ovens. These are the ones who threw the Jews into the ovens. These are the anti-life demons that are fighting America right now. So I saw all of this and I wrote about them in a fictional way called Fatasses. They castrate males at birth. And they assign them life mates who are transsexual, right, in 1982, keeping the unclipped natural women for the state security forces, SSF, to assist the women in charge, WIC. State mind bogglers delete memories and secretly use state gas stores of the noble gases to remolecularize their minds. Argon, freon, helium, krypton, neon, radon, and xenon. Envisioned and written in the early 1980s, this prophetic fantasy forecast is Michael Savage's semi-serious alarm of a nightmarish future. In the new world, there are no natural free people, Alex. This science fiction adventure is considered a masterpiece of wit and dark humor that accurately predicted the direction of the femme-dominated Stalinist states emerging in former Western democracies.
How the hell did you do it? Nobody predicted that in the 80s.
You know, I just walked around and looked at where the society was at the time, living here at Ground Zero for Insanity in San Francisco. And I saw who was dominating everything. I looked at them. I saw the clipped-haired, mean-faced monsters who were ruling California. I saw them. And I saw where they were going. I knew these were the women who, I should say, manned the concentration camps in World War II. They manned the concentration camps. They were the worst and the most sadistic of all. And you see them now raging across America. You see, you ran a shot earlier of one of these trans people on a bicycle. hitting somebody over the head with a chain who was simply putting out brochures, not about even abortion. I think it was on another show. I can't believe they're getting more violent every day. The trans community is increasingly
that was in Texas. Yeah. They smashed up all their stuff. She was on Fox last night and hit the girl in the face.
Yes. Now, the reason they're becoming more violent is because most of them are on drugs, as you know. You were talking about drugs earlier. Now, you combine the mental illness of a sexual orientation that is absolutely anti-nature. Now, you throw chemicals down the same body.
Hold on, Michael, back in 60. We got to hear this.
When you think Second American Revolution, when you think 1776, when you think about what's happening in the world right now, you think about one place, and that's the InfoWar, because you're the InfoWar. And right now, you can spread the word and keep us on air more than ever by visiting thealexshowstore.com. Over 400 kick-ass designs like this baby that I designed, and I think it's great. And they say the pen is mightier than the sword, and that's absolutely true, and that's what this is a walking billboard for freedom and to meet like-minded people and let globalists know we're the majority, and we're taking the country back. Razor sharp stainless steel 10-inch battle blade, a 2025 upgrade on the famous World War II trench knife with the skull crusher, with the brass knuckles, and with that beautiful blade with the Spartan ride on it, with tip of the spear and the classic InfoWars on the other side. Fighting tyranny's never been so much fun. Get your blade, get your shirts, get your ball caps, get it all, and fund the Second American Revolution in the information war today at thealexshowstore.com, and I salute you.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Nobody has done more in the last 30 plus years, even before that, but on talk radio, to warn everybody about the globalist and the New World Order than Michael Savage. And I wanted to get into him, you know, the war, the border, how Trump's doing, the left, the domestic terrorism. I saw that video that we'll play in a little while, of him just going out and just absolutely confronting the anti-Tesla, you know, commie terrorist. And we'll get into that. But he saw me last hour, I guess he was watching, I'm flattered, talking about in Colorado. So we'll finish up with this. I played the clip earlier of the state reps, Julie McCluskey and her other cohorts, up there saying we need to kill the babies because it's too expensive to have humans. And that is literally... is Hitler 2.0. And this is Bill Gates' thinking, you know, we gotta kill old ladies so we can hire 10 teachers. It's a zero sum game. It is so predatory. It is so dangerous. And he wrote a best selling book, Xenon, in 82, predicting all of that. So finishing up with that, and then I want to go into all those other huge topics. Michael Savage on X, follow him at A Savage Nation. Check out his website for all his incredible material and his shows, michaelsavage.com. Michael, please continue.
Well, I just saw what was coming. I took a look at the faces. I knew that they were monsters, and I knew where they would go because they were unchecked. I knew how they operate. And I knew that they would start first by taking over the schools, which they did. I knew that they had taken over all the theology colleges. Every institution of theology in America was penetrated by these monsters 30 years ago. They took over the schools. They took over the religions. You went in the churches. You didn't hear anything about God. You heard nothing about Jesus. All you heard was about social whatever, socialist, social that. And people wanted fire and brimstone in a church. They wanted to be told they were pieces of garbage. They were no good, and they had to repent. That's what people go to church for, is to be told they're no good. Because if they felt good, they wouldn't be in the church to begin with. Alex, don't you agree with me? People
exactly.
are going to, what are they going into a church or a synagogue for? Because they know they don't feel good. So I've always said that unless religion invigorates me, it's of no value to me whatsoever. I mean, so I go into these houses of worship for years and I say, I'm sorry. I have nothing. It's not for me. I don't feel anything. So I spent years searching for medicinal plants, Fiji, Tonga, Samoa, Marquesas, Palmerston Island, islands people never heard of, collecting plants, bringing them back.
You literally launched the modern herbal revolution. You're on record for that.
Well, I did. And even Gavin Newsom acknowledged that, of all people, when I was on his podcast 2 weeks ago. No, to his credit, I mean, the guy does have a view of what's going on in the world, and he knows which way the wind blows, and he knows the wind is blowing to the center, and of course he's moving with the wind in his sails. He's not one of these people who doesn't see which way America is moving. The only people who don't see it are people like Rachel Maddow, who looks like one of these people to me in Xenon, incidentally.
And by the way, that's exactly my next question. You read my mind. We're simpatico. We have Bill Maher saying the Democratic Party's game over. They're not course correcting. A lot of their top people say it's the lowest polling numbers ever for them. Most of them aren't course correcting. Are we seeing the end of the Democratic Party? We still need a two-party system. Do they split in two? The Republicans split in two? Is it too early with their domestic terrorism? What are they planning? What's your report card, your big 35,000-foot view on Trump, where we're going, what the bad guys are going to do next? Because nobody can predict into the future. People think Alex Jones is tomorrow news today. No, it's Michael Savage. So, Michael, what's coming next, doctor?
Ooh. Well, I'm going to answer right off the cuff. I haven't thought about it that clearly, but the minute as you were speaking to me, my mind was projecting images back at the questions. So I'll go with what my inner mind is saying and what I'm seeing. And what, you know, I feel like a crystal ball reader right now. So you can take me literally or take me figuratively, but no, the Democrat Party is far from finished because there's a large proportion of the population that considers themselves inferior. They feel inferior. They feel like losers and they want to blame somebody and they want to blame the successful. So the Democrats are going to learn how to marshal that undertone of resentment and futility with life, which is part of life itself. Children have to learn that when they're young. They have to learn they're not going to win at every game. And you can't say good job, Johnny, when he smashes himself in the foot with the bat. You have to say, learn how to hit the ball and maybe you'll get to first base. You can go to these ball games and see kids who would be afraid of the ball and the father would say, good job, Johnny. We now have a society of good job, Johnny's running everything, except in the Trump administration. I see a lot of macho guys there and macho women, by the way. I sleep much better at night now that I know America is back. But I'm not so sure that Trump is going to not make any more missteps. I did a podcast a few weeks ago asking, is Trump moving too fast? Now, I know he has to move in a blitzkrieg manner to overwhelm the opposition, which he is doing. Now, they stumbled the other day with Signalgate, and the vermin on the left are not going to let this go for 4 years, Alex. But I thought two steps ahead of the vermin yesterday on Twitter. I see where they're going. No matter what the Trump team says on Signalgate, which was it was not classified material that was leaked to that vermin with the Atlantic magazine, what is it, another Goldberg. Whoever leaked it to Goldberg, and we think it's Alex Wong inside Waltz's team. I mean, isn't that what we're all seeing? Laura Loomer put the pieces
together. That's what I said before Loomer got the proof. I said it's been planted like Vault 7 CIA operation. I've been warning and now it's coming out that they'd hacked all of their communication passcodes. I said day one, this is a setup because that's been their plan the whole time.
But there was a mess up. In other words, they messed up by using Signal instead of using a secure communication line. Would you agree on that?
Exactly. And that's why Biden said use Signal. And then they were told to. What the hell were they doing?
Well, then there's this Alex Wong, whose father-in-law is involved in the China satellite industry for 30 years now and his wife and all of that. So we have that issue. So, yeah, look. So here's the thing. So the Trump team is saying there was no classified information. The Dems won't let it go. The Wolf Blitzers of the world and the other undermining deep state vermin are going to scream about this for four straight years. It's their new Watergate, okay? And Goldberg is their new whoever did Watergate. I don't remember those two losers. It's the new Watergate to them.
Woodward and Bernstein.
Yeah, right. So now it's Woodward, Bernstein, and Goldberg, all one team from the same law group. You know, different corporations, same division, whatever. Here's the thing, though. I thought three steps ahead of them. So let them keep screaming it was classified, 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 classified. Let them all do it. But what's going to happen then? If this rotten, stinking New York City subway-dwelling vermin called Goldberg released classified information and knowingly did so, he goes to Gitmo. There are three or four U.S. codes that he violated. He goes to Gitmo. And does everyone else who knowingly did so? Now, the difference is the Trump team did not knowingly do so, nor did they knowingly release it to the public. He did. He goes to prison. So they win. I'm two steps ahead of them. They don't know it yet. They're all trying to hush it up. They can't hush it up.
I agree. I said the day it broke, I said, you're going to find out he leaked this. That's classified. I didn't hear you say that, but you're absolutely right. He's the one that committed the crime knowingly and then guaranteed they had leakers inside there that were setting this up. And now that's coming out.
Yeah. So, but you ask a bigger question, the 35,000 foot question, which is, where is the country going? Is this revolution that Trump is leading permanent? You know, the other day I compared him, you're going to probably laugh at this, but you'll get the joke. He says, it's not a joke. I compared Trump to Constantine the Great. You know what I'm talking about, right? And I said, you know, Constantine expanded the Roman Empire and saved the Roman Empire until what happened? Until the Muslims conducted jihad against all the Christian nations around the world. Does that ring a bell, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, so we're in a 1,000-year-old war, 1,200-year-old war. Some of us know it. The Trump administration very much knows that this is a 1,200-year war against the West.
And the Muslims all know it.
They're grown up to teach it to each other. So the only people who either don't know it or pretend they don't know it are those Nazi women that you showed, that type, the Xenon women. They are actually being used by the jihadists to break down the societies that they're penetrating by shouting people down at meetings, by hitting them with bicycle chains, by disrupting school board meetings, by not letting parents say you can't do this to our children. What they're doing is breaking down our society. So we have a temporary hiatus in the jihad of these women and of the left under Trump. But he's only got 4 years, Alex. Let's look at the Republican Party for a moment. Tell me, give me one of the people out there, if you could see anyone who has the charisma and the balls and the brains to pick up where Trump leaves off. I don't know who it is. Look, I said that. I know Vance is a great guy, certifiably great guy. I like him, but he doesn't have the charisma to be president, in my opinion. Do you have anyone you see on the right that could pick up the mantle where Trump leaves off?
No, I have to be honest that Vance is a gentleman, very smart, very eloquent, but he doesn't have electricity shooting out of his eyes.
Thank you. So you know it takes another element of charisma, so to speak, just the way you put it. So tell me who the charismatic right-wingers are. Well, I'm looking at one of them called you. You can't run. You wouldn't run, and you wouldn't get anywhere. They would crucify you before you even opened your door in the morning. Who can do it? Who can stand up and pick up? I got to get something for you, Alex. I have it right here on my desk just for you, Alex. Who can pick up the Olympic torch and run with it after Trump has to leave office, Alex? I don't know who it is. So you look ahead, I don't know. And then you have people waiting in the wings on the Democrat side, Alex. And there are viable candidates on the left who are going to position.
It's clearly Newsom, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you very much. That's why I went on Gavin's podcast, because he's extremely intelligent. Everyone, they don't understand this man. I mean, he's the governor of the fifth largest economy in the world. He didn't get here because he's stupid. Number one, he's extremely charismatic. He's extremely well-spoken. I was on his podcast. It was very gentlemanly and well done. Both of us were, you know, gloves on, nice to each other, but it became very fast tennis when certain issues were discussed. It wasn't all, you know, paddle tennis. It became very swift tennis at certain interchanges. So Gavin's going to run as a Democrat and as a centrist. He's positioning himself as a centrist by having me on, Charlie Kirk on, and he had a couple of other great people on the right on the podcast, because he's trying to triangulate the right. Of course, the left crucified Gavin for that, right?
No, but he is smartly trying to do a rehabilitation campaign.
Yeah, so tell me, other than Gavin, who can run on the left? Jasmine Crockett?
Don't you love the Democrats literally saying AOC is their new leader? They actually think that.
Well, she is a kind of mini-me Evita Perón. She's an Evita Perón, as I said, and the minute I saw her, first of all, I don't call her that. I call her Occasional Cortex. It's very important people never refer to her by her correct name, nor never refer to her by her initials. The left is so smart that they positioned her to be future communist president of the United States by giving her a three-initial acronym, just like a JFK, RFK, FDR, AOC, you get it? That's what they were doing. They were positioning this dangerous Evita Perón for a future presidential run. This is a long-planned game. So I don't refer to her by her name, occasional cortex. I call her occasional cortex because it does work occasionally and it works very well. But if it were not for the words put in her head by the most dangerous puppet master in American political history, Bernie Sanders, the millionaires, the billionaires, Bernie Sanders, the man who pretends he's a nice Jewish grandfather when he is a reincarnation of Lenin, Stalin, Trotsky, and all of them combined into one. The most dangerous mind in America is Bernie Sanders, and he poisoned her mind. He poisoned the mind of millions of young people into thinking that if they only wag their finger at people and say millionaires and billionaires enough times a day, everything will be better in this country. I tell you right now, just wave your finger at people and say millionaires and billionaires. That's all you got to do is go to a Lexus dealership and say millionaires and billionaires, and everything will be good. He's the most dangerous one. There he is. I love it. I love your graphics. I grew up with that type. It's why I left New York. I have to thank Bernie Sanders for that, because it was his type that made me so sick in New York that I had to leave. I had to get out of there in 1969. I didn't want to be around those people, those corned beef commies, those Trotsky delicatessen eaters. I couldn't take them. So I left and I built my own life. But
well, AOC's got the secret slogan now, fart harder.
Yeah, that was a good one. She slipped a little, didn't she? I guess she was sniffing at too much xenon.
What did they think about Kamala? They're talking about her being the governor of California. Why did they think people would buy that? And big picture, what about the war with Russia? The left keeps saying Trump is going to attack migrants. I think they're going to false flag an illegal alien demonstration soon. The Democrats have that war plan for, quote, civil war, Raskin and Carbel. And we have John Podesta's war game. It was even the New York Times about blue states seceding. I mean, they're really trying to warm up George Floyd 10.0. I'm really concerned about that.
I'll give you some answers with some billboards. We'll start with this picture, done many years ago, not in print, not selling a book. Good title. Okay. I'll give you another picture that answers the question a little bit. Another one done many years ago in 2003, because every time they do something that is so crazy and you don't know what to say about it, just plug in the words, I got it. Liberalism is a mental disorder. And you get your answer. It's good to dismiss them that way, but there's a lot of them. A lot of them. Okay? And they're metastasizing, not diminishing. Because the schools have become incubators of communism. Even though Trump is trying to eliminate the Department of Education, which was a long-term plan of many people, the minds are already seeded with hatred and resentment and jealousy of those who are more successful than others. You know, two legs good, four legs bad kind of thing. Or no, I mean, I think it was four legs good, two legs bad in Animal Farm.
And by the end, four legs and two legs is good. And then by the very end, it's two legs are good and four legs is bad because the pigs are now walking upright.
And then at the end of that, it's going to be only one leg is good because they cut the other legs off the successful, except those who are running the show who have not only two legs, but two arms and AK-47s. So that's the way it works. Yes, we're being moved slowly but surely into the mental concentration camps that the left has carefully been building for so many decades in this country.
And how bad is the Tesla terror going to get? And with the late-night comedian saying how great it is and Jasmine Crockett and all this. Here's a short clip of you running into some of these crazies. I want to play it and then get your take on what we didn't see on the 10-minute clip. They can find the full clip on your website, but here it is.
Welfare man, you're on your candid camera. You are. You got nothing better to do? You jealous? You jealous of the man? Is that it? Jealous loser. No, you're not. You're a communist, anti-American loser. You're jealous of success. That's what you are. Losers. Communist Marin County bums. Yes, you are. You're a loser. Why do you hate Musk? Why do you hate Musk? So what? You're a self-righteous moron. No, I won't be quiet. Who the hell do you think you are, you loser? You're going to go Kia Tesla now? Go Kia Tesla. Go ahead. Show what great people you are. Folks, you see the faces of losers? These self-righteous communists? They call themselves patriots. They are the poison of the earth.
Don't you notice that I go out and personally confront them? So does Michael. Because we're real people just like you. And looking at this, we are so blessed to have Musk, and Musk has been honest. He said, if America collapses, the whole world does, I want civilization. He's got 15 kids. These people love death. He loves life. And here he is, literally a classical liberal egalitarian trying to help them, and they hate him. Michael, what do you think of Elon Musk?
I so admire the guy. I have for many, many years, long before he came along into the Trump administration. I mean, I watch what he's created. Space Force, Tesla. I mean, what more do you want from a person? Look what he's given the world. The jealous ones say, oh, he did it on government contracts. Oh, he did it by stealing from people. I said, no, he's a combination of Edison and a few other great geniuses in human history. Can't you just admit he's better than you? Why must you say that he's no good? Because you're not as good as him. You're not fit to wash his laundry, for God's sakes, most of the people who hate him. And I saw them there. I didn't go there to protest, Alex. I got to make this very clear. I was across the street looking at a car at another dealership. And lo and behold, there they were. All the people I ran away from New York City in the 60s, there they were 50 years older, walking around with their old tie-dyes and their blouses that were one wash away from becoming rags. And there they were with the Hitler dogs walking around. Next, they were going to go key a Tesla somewhere. And I just jumped out of the hedges at them. They never expected it.
Because imagine you're a commie, a globalist, and out pops Michael Savage.
Well, that woman with the finger got to me because she did a Bernie Sanders. She tried to control me with the finger. When she went like that, you have to see the finger she tried to lift on me. I said to her at the end, go back to Brooklyn. She didn't like that very much. She's been in disguise for the 60 years.
How do we know that's not Bernie with a wig?
Oh, I got it. You're sharp, and you see right through the persona. I see that. Bernie. She's too thin for Bernie. Like, see the finger? There we go. The finger. That's the controlling finger. That's what they use. Like that. Look, it's a Bernie finger. So these are people who are jealous. You know, look at their clothing. Look at their demeanor. Look at their hatred. Look at their rage. And then look at the cars they drive away with. You'll get your whole story. Now, I got to tell you, Alex, I don't confront protesters. I save that for my Savage podcast. I save it for my ex account. I do some TV shows. I don't need to go in the streets. Alex, I'm 83 years old on Monday, right? I have some medical conditions that don't really encourage bursts of anger.
But
and
you
rage.
Couldn't help it. You couldn't help it.
How could I help it? You know, there's a saying I learned as a little boy, which is in order for evil to prosper, good men just do nothing or something to that effect.
The only thing that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is a good men do nothing.
Well, that's it. I just couldn't do it. I mean, my whole life I've been fighting this kind of garbage. And these are the things about them, is they don't look evil, Alex. This is the thing I want to impress on your audience. They don't walk around looking evil. They look like your neighbor next door. They look like benign, nice white people from the suburbs. But these are your enemy. Not these people in particular. This type. They are the enemies of freedom. They would put you and I in a concentration camp if they could, Alex. They have deplatformed you. They have taken away my advertisers through 30. All the years I was on radio, I had such a huge audience. These people worked behind the scenes to remove my advertisers. They cost me tens of millions of dollars over the years, at least. Maybe $100 million or more. I went on and on and on because it was never really only about the money any more than it is with you. Of course, you got to make money to keep your show going, but it's not only about the money. You're driven by a desire to get out the truth and to do good. I know that. I could see it. I've heard it. So people have castigated you and made you into something you're not. I'm very well aware of it, Alex. And that is what they specialize in, smear campaigns, which is why I popped out of the bushes at them.
Michael, we love you. You're hard to get on. I had him call you. You had a day open because I guess you had something else canceled. Anytime you want on, or just please, we love you. We appreciate you. Find all your books, your show, everything. MichaelSavage.com, A Savage Nation on X. God bless you. Let's talk soon, my friend.
Thank you for that good look. Strong man, Alex. Thank you very much.
Well, add up my game. They're trying to kill us all. God bless you, brother. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. Stay strong.
Yes, sir. We have no choice. We'll be right back with more news. Stay with us.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
Ah, that's better. Over 400 incredible designs of Patriot apparel, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, everything at thealexshowstore.com. Bye.
There's other stuff like this. Limited edition, highest quality, stainless steel, razor sharp, upgraded 2025 version of the World War II trench knife with the brass knuckles, the skull crusher, and it's got InfoWars laser etched on as well. It's incredible. It's a memento of the fight we're in right now. And I thank you all for your support, but everybody wants to get this. We've had a few of these in the past with other designs, and they sell out quickly, so get yours now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
There's a lot of amazing t-shirt designs out there, but this is an art masterpiece, and boy, does it send a message. Elon Musk with a chainsaw, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com. And then this, selling out fast. Learn about all this and more at TheAlexShowStore.com, funding the second American Revolution worldwide. Get your limited edition Gulf of America shirt at TheAlexShowStore.com and the limited edition Spartan Trench Warfare Knife. Engraved with the Spartan and the words, tip of the spear, the legendary M4s on the side. This is high quality. This is powerful. Find this and more Patriot Apparel and other incredible supplements at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
To your life, my friends. There's no turning back.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back.
No, there's not. Exciting. What an adventure to be alive, given consciousness and free will by God. Well, I love Michael Savage. We got to try to get him on the show more often. He's usually busy. Sometimes you call, he comes right on. Other times, I'm sorry, too busy. But what a character. That guy is not a fake. Super smart. So, moving along here,
We have another very interesting, informative gentleman joining us coming up in the next hour. That'll be open phones in the fourth hour. Billy Carson on mysteries of the pyramids. And obviously what we're told about him is not true, and the ancient legends are all turning out to be true. This guy, I remembered last week when all that pyramid stuff broke with the scans, the ground-penetrating radar, the synthetic aperture Doppler radar satellite, that this is exactly what he's been saying right to tell a few years ago on the show. So he's on for an hour. Don't want to miss that. All right. So here's the new developments in the new Watergate, and I totally agree with Savage. That's what I've been saying it's going to be. Is their new Watergate. They're going to beat the dead horse and beat the dead horse and beat the dead horse. That's why Trump just said, hey, say you did it. Say it's an accident. It's not war plans, clearly. It's a summary while it's going on. No targets, none of that stuff, no munitions, any of it. And then the story I said is, how does Goldberg get this? I bet they've given the code keys to the bad guys, and I bet it's somebody inside planting that in there, and then they'll see it and go, well, I don't know how he got in there. Okay, I take responsibility, as Waltz did. And sure enough, that's all coming out, and I'm going to get to more of that here in a moment. But breaking, Trump calls for immediate investigation into corrupt D.C. court as Trump derangement syndrome judge Boasberg given fourth Trump case randomly out of hundreds of judges. Who believes that? Who believes that? Here's Trump's statement. How disgraceful is that judge, James Boasberg, has just been given a fourth Trump case, something which is statistically possible. There is no way for a Republican, especially a Trump Republican, to win before him. He is highly conflicted, not only in his hatred of me, massive Trump derangement syndrome, but also because of his qualifying family conflicts. Boasberg, who is the chief judge of the D.C. District Court, seems to be grabbing the Trump cases all to himself, even though it is not supposed to happen that way. Is there still such a thing as the wheel where the judges are chosen fairly at random? The good news is that it probably doesn't matter because it's virtually impossible for me to get an honest ruling in D.C. Our nation's courts are broken, with New York and D.C. being the most permanent or preeminent of all of their corruption and radicalism. There must be an immediate investigation of this rigged system before it's too late. Well, these Article III courts were created by Congress, and they can get rid of all of them or strategically. And you saw Mike Johnson 2 days ago say, next week you're going to see major action, desperate times, call for desperate measures. That's a quote. Next week, they're going to move to strategically, he said, start defunding these districts. Judges, hell yeah, F yeah, desperate time, desperate measures. These judges are clowns. More injunctions against Trump than all presidents previous, because they always got overturned. It's pure crap. And now we know what I predicted, that they're going, hey, it looks like actually this was just added on, Jeff Goldberg. I mean, yeah, it's Jeff Goldberg. That's a globalist operative I told you 13 years ago. I mean, he's one of the worst. If I heard this story was going to be coming out, something like this, and I'd say, who will they do a fake leak with a mole? Who would they give it to? I'd say, Jeff Goldberg. I'm always harping on him in the Atlantic. The Jeffrey Epstein alumni mothership. So, Congressman, Democrat leader, Hakeem Jeffries has crawled out from under a rock. He says, we're in the middle of a fight right now, and it relates to Pete Hegseth. He needs to resign or be fired by Donald Trump. If Trump does that, they're never going to stop on all of them. This is nothing. They should be Milley hearings, giving the Chi-Coms the battle plan, saying he was the president. Treason. We need those military hearings that they can have right away. He's under their jurisdiction. We need to court-martial Milley and others. They need to go on offense. They need to indict Jeff Goldberg, if this is so classified like they say, which it really isn't, it's a classified group of people having a conversation, but not classified information. But let's just say, okay, it's classified. It's not illegal to accidentally, you know, have something happen or somebody hack into it for the victim, but it is if you knowingly do it. And then the Hills, how the Republicans are going to blow it, put the Democrats back in charge. Yeah, that's the Hill, total operative. So here's Hakeem Jeffries.
Made that clear across the caucus. And Democrats, I think, showed fight in the Senate hearing on Tuesday and in the House hearing on Wednesday. Our veterans have stood up to push back against this stunning national security breach. That's a fight that we're in right now. Are we on the sidelines? Have we been silent about this scandal? We're in the middle of a fight right now as it relates to Pete Hegseth. He needs to resign or be fired by Donald Trump. We've made that clear across the caucus.
All right, let me finish up on this. Overall, Trump's done a great job in the campaign in the last 66 days. When they bring up issues that are just nothing burgers, just ignore it. I get why they've countered this some, because this is the globalist big move right now. And I told you it was coming, as I kept saying, they're incompetent. They don't know how to handle intelligence information. Oh, Trump's envoy to Moscow was using Signal, which he was. He was using a, quote, secure government sat phone. The Wall Street Journal ran with that hoax yesterday. So I said they're going to claim that they're mishandling intelligence because that's what they said they would do. They telegraph their game plan. They keep saying Trump and Tom Homan are going to kill a bunch of illegal aliens at a protest. That means they're going to false flag them. They kept saying white supremacists are going to blow up power stations that support Trump. That's where they tried that. I mean, it's my job's really easy, actually. I mean, so, and like I said, this is all Vault 7. That's just one way to look at this. But the documents from Snowden, how the CIA goes in and frames people and leaks intelligence and puts people, you know, stuff on people's computers and just, you know, the FBI trying to put child porn on Cheryl Atkinson's husband's computer and then let them know, oh, hey, there's going to be some child porn if you don't stop investigating us. It's what they do. General Flynn talked about this. You know, people that are exposed to corruption, the feds walk up or plainclothes feds and they go, hey, look on your phone right now. And it's like, child porn. Yeah, better shut up. They tried that with me. I went public. Got a letter from the FBI saying it was planted on us. I hadn't opened it. But most people go, oh, gosh, you'll work with me? Yeah, we own you now. So private data of Trump officials in Signal scandal accessible online, including their passcodes. And then that way, when it comes out, it was hacked. Like I told you, that was the prime thing. I mean, if this happened, it was some random reporter, I'd still say that was probably what it was. Because when they first said, no, none of us did this, he wasn't on that chat. We don't know how he got there. Either one of their crew placed it on there, because they're in control of their signals too. Just like my crew's in control, and I trust them, of my X account. Most of what you see on the X account, you know, 70% is me writing it, typos and all. But then they are all crews also writing headlines. I'm giving them headlines. They write some. They're on there posting it. Well, all of these people have their staff on their signal. And so Laura Loomer was ferreting out some of these deep staters that were in there that we're focusing in on. But I said when this broke 3-4 days ago, I said, look for someone getting in there and doing this. Look for, again, when the Biden administration told federal employees and all intelligence agencies use Signal, because it applies with the Records Act, Government Records Act, I already knew it was bad. I mean, people have been telling me for six, however long it's been around, use it. And I mean, people, major reporters, major intelligence people, smart people. I don't want to talk to you over the phone or text message. Only use Signal. I always text them back and I go, you know, Signal is the most penetrated, most watched thing because they tell you to use that. I already knew the backstory. Telegram was it. That's why they arrested last year the owner of it and founder of it, because he wouldn't let them in. So when the Democrats are telling you use something, and I said it before Biden said use it, I said, do not use it. Now, I use it when people want to talk to me on it, but I'm not sneaking around here. So the people spying on me just get educated. But they also use it again to know who you're talking to. They can target them. So they can know, and it's ridiculous. The best way to talk to somebody is just right over the telephone, because there's so much of it out there and it goes into these big data sweeps and these big signal they completely focus on. because that's where everybody and their dog thinks it's safe. I mean, that is the oldest trick in the book. It's like the Germans didn't know through the whole war that the British had their Enigma code machine. And went through all this big rigmarole to make them think they didn't have it. And they would also have a lot of losses and not use it except at key times, so they want the Germans to know they had it. And they were reading everything the Germans were doing. Same thing with the Japanese. We had their purple code, their blue code, all of it. Knew about the Pearl Harbor date, all that stuff. That's a green flag where you know the attack's coming, let it happen. And this is all there. This is all historic. So I don't understand the naivete of people. So if I'm going to say anything about the Trump administration, it's refreshing they brought in people that are loyal to America and want to clean things up. Because any of the real, quote, professionals are New World Order. Other than Flynn, they went right after him. He actually knows how stuff works. And Trump's tried to bring Flynn in, but he's like, I'll advise you from outside, you know, because he knows he can do more there. But, yeah, the Trump administration using Signal, because it's the approved government thing, is and I know they're trying to, quote, follow the law. Well, they have other more secure systems, sat phones, things like that. Do not use Signal. Do not. And what did I say? Have the archivist find it, whatever day this broke. Sunday night, hearings, Monday morning, whatever. What was it? Yeah. Moment break, Monday. The first day, I said over and over and over again, they've got all the code keys to all their Signal. It's Swiss cheese. And now it's all confirmed exactly as I told you. It's so frustrating to know all this. And I just can't get other people to understand it. They would definitely kill me in a minute if the Trump administration brought me in. They'd poison my ass so fast, or I'd be killed in drive-by shooting. And it's not going to happen anyways. But I know a lot of the administration listens. That thing pisses the system off. But I just don't have... God almighty. But they just haven't been doing this for 40 years like me. 31 on air in April. Coming up in like 15, yeah. First show I ever did on Access TV, on somebody else's show, and it was a roundtable about the IRS, and it was April 15th. That's why I remember it. April 15th, 1994. And I say 40 years. I grew up in a house with just political science books and maps and encyclopedias everywhere and just... All this stuff. And family reunions were like Soldier of Fortune conventions. And I didn't think it was anything. I just was how I was brought up. And I was never taught to be militarized or even pushed to be in the military. I was in Civil Air Patrol with my dad flying around doing stuff. But I just thought everybody loved America. I thought everybody knew how stuff worked. I thought everybody... You know, was reading World War II encyclopedias when they were nine. They weren't. And I don't say this to people to try to, like, impress anybody. It freaks me out that I just know all this, and I think, don't you know this? And most people don't know all this. And it scares me. Because as soon as I heard they were on Signal talking about the ongoing strikes, I was like, oh. I mean, you understand, Brennan's reading that in lifetime. Obama's reading that. Keir Starmer, I mean, they're over there at their MI6 command base. And they're reading it, and they're reading Hegseth talking to his wife about what's for dinner and how their kid's got a fever. But they've got to apply AI snoopers into all the telecoms, and then they got to sift it out and put it into their data mine files when you're on a landline. Or you're on a text message, or you're on a regular cell phone call. And they can't, and they can put all the numbers in. Maybe you use 10 phones. They know that. They got voice print systems where you get a Walmart burner phone or Cricket, and they, you know, voice print, it's this person. It's already put in the data, goes in the file. But they still got to sift it. They still got to go through it. It does a bunch of processing issues, even with the stuff they've got, and it gives them a problem. But when you all use Signal, because the government said that's what you're supposed to use, it's so the globalists who've all got back doors can watch you. And that's their stay-behind network system now, is this damn Signal. The Israelis don't need to tap the White House phones or have their operative, Monica Lewinsky, in there giving Clinton blowjobs or parked across the street in a building with laser audio couplers hitting the window. You know, they can shoot a laser 50 years ago, you know, on the window and every damn thing you say off micro vibrations. And that came out. They're all doing it. But you use the app you're told by the Biden administration's good. And they're like, well, that's a law and we're supposed to use that. Well, then you go change it. I can't even deal with it anymore. So, yeah, the scandal is that they were using Signal. And the left tried to go, oh, God, scandal, Signal, until it was official policy. And they go, oh, actually, it's fine. I think I'm going to throw up. All right, I'm going to stop getting into that. I mean, look at this BS. Democrats raising Hegseth's drinking fury from Ratcliffe, an offensive line of questioning. U.S. issued spies weeks ago about Signal messaging app secrecy fears. Oh, yeah. Trump gave Walsh a vote of confidence. It wasn't a smooth behind the scenes. Oh, Politico. And, oh, it's the end. Oh, they're going to get them. Oh, the ship's sinking. Now, Trump's got a good group of loyal people that are patriots. Oh, look, one time Hegseth on New Year's drank some champagne. He's not good. Trump has to back Hegseth 110% now. He's a good man overall. Nobody's perfect. He's not to blame for this. They tried to blame him first because they're most worried about him. They went on to Walls. Oh, pressure. Good. Whoever's under pressure, we need to back. Trump, under pressure, back him. Musk, under pressure, back him. Jones, under pressure, back him. Get it? Real simple. Who your enemies don't like is who you should love. It ain't rocket science. And when you get men that are willing to fight tyranny for everybody's collective freedom and future, because we love our children and want them to have a society to live in with you, then if you don't back us, you're suicidal. I mean, seriously, I kept telling people, don't go to sleep when Trump gets in. And it's not been as bad as 8 years ago, but it's bad. I'm seeing a lot of delusional stuff that we're unstoppable and everything's fine. BS. All right, let me hit this. And our huge guest is coming up. The fourth hour, I'm going to take your calls, cover all the rest of the news as it breaks. We should be talking about RFK Jr. knocking it out of the park in Senate hearings, exposing Big Pharma and autism and the poisons and moving to get it out and making major moves. We should be talking about, you know, they're attacking MTG because she just vaporizes reporters and says, oh, look, she looks embarrassing. No, that's how you should treat these people, with disrespect they deserve. It's happening. They're kicking out all the Big Pharma people out of Big Food and all of it. President Trump drops a bomb on 2020 election. About to put the video. It was a very corrupt election. They wouldn't never say that. No, he needs to say that. I won by a lot. You're going to find out. The documents are there. He's got it all. He signed that executive order, his commission, banning the illegals voting, got a show voter ID, cut the federal funds to states if they don't do it. This is a real reform. That alone will sink them. Already abolished the Department of Education. We are destroying them in 65 days, 66 days. So stay on target. Stay on the positive. Stay on DOE. Stay on their corrupt, their bad. Don't let them change the subject over to this stupid Signal crap. But yes, White House. Yes, Pentagon. Get off of it now! Now! They should bring in people with high security clearances with shortwave transmitters. That's what you should be using if you want to communicate long distance. And then there's systems where that's what you do. And they got decoders you can put on it that scramble it, that only with the code you put in will it even get it. It's the closest thing you're going to get other than person to person. Shortwave radio. Or they've got the deep earth transmission code systems and all the rest of it. That's antennas that fire waves to the earth, Morse code. Use that. They got sat phones. They can bounce those with encoders that are only on the phone that change every time they get a message. You can do it through that. It'll be text for you. Stop it.
But if everybody gets comfortable using Signal for years, it's fine. It's fine.
No, it's not fine. Your every move is being watched. Here's Trump.
Right. The law firms are being gone after very much, and they virtually admit that they cheated. You know, we have them in a very strong position, but there's been a lot of cheating going on.
One of the law firms
people have never seen anything like it, and we have to stop it.
One of the law firms that you've been going after, Perkins Coie, which was responsible for contracting a guy called Christopher Steele to draw up a huge document of lies about you that led to all sorts of Trump-Russia collusion allegations for years. You announced yesterday that you also are declassifying all of the documents from the Trump-Russia collusion hoax from what they call Crossfire Hurricane in the FBI. What do you think people are going to learn from those documents?
I think they're going to learn how corrupt the election was. It was a very corrupt election. That was, you're talking about the second election, I assume. That was an election that I won. I won by a lot. And you're going to find that out. The documents are there. The numbers are there. We won that by a lot. Mm-hmm. We won three elections, and we did very well in the second one. Now, the third one, we blew it away. The third one, we said too big to rig, and it was too big to rig. But that second election, you know, it was the COVID nightmare, and a lot of that had to play. But that was a rigged election, totally rigged.
I'm going to get back to this video after our guest leaves us an hour. But I know Trump very well, and people that know him very well. And that interview was either done at like 5 a.m. or like 3 a.m. I know some days he goes on these jags and works, doesn't even sleep. And I'm surprised the media hasn't picked up on that. I've never heard Trump that exhausted. He is a maniac committed to us. And he needs to rest more. I'm 51 and I got incredible energy. I don't know how he does it. And yeah, I slept 7 hours last night. I've been doing that in months, but it's got to be done. And all right, I'm going to break. I'm up against the globalists, the very law firms he's talking about. We're on the offense. They're in a lot of trouble from what we've got, but I need funds. Plus, they're great products. The widest selection of the best supplements, the widest selection of incredible Patriot apparel, and this, the eighth coin in the last 3.5 years, 999 pure silver, silver bullion, minted in Missouri. I didn't design this coin. I designed all the others. Everybody wanted an Alex Jones coin. It's my face with my signature with InfoWars in the back. 2025, commemorating our victories. It's already sold out about a third of them. I really appreciate your support. There's only 4,000 of them. Get it exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. It's $99. $40 is what it costs us with the silver and the printing of it. It's a fundraiser, so we get some real funds in. It's a great momentum. All the coins we've sold before, I see them for resale. They sell for 2-3 times that because this is limited. This is a real collectible, but you don't get it as an investment, though. I think it's a smart one. You get it as an investment in liberty and freedom. Become a VIP member for $30 a month. Cancel any time. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special offers, special sales, special deals, and so much more. Become a VIP now. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm counting on you.
When you think Second American Revolution, when you think 1776, when you think about what's happening in the world right now, you think about one place, and that's the InfoWar, because you're the InfoWar. And right now, you can spread the word and keep us on air more than ever by visiting thealexjonesstore.com with over 400 kick-ass designs like this baby that I designed, and I think it's great. And they say the pen is mightier than the sword, and that's absolutely true, and that's what this is a walking billboard for freedom and to meet like-minded people and let globalists know we're the majority, and we're taking the country back. Razor sharp stainless steel 10-inch battle blade, a 2025 upgrade on the famous World War II trench knife with the skull crusher, with the brass knuckles, and with that beautiful blade with the Spartan ride on it, with tip of the spear and the classic InfoWars on the other side. Fighting tyranny's never been so much fun. Get your blade, get your shirts, get your ball caps, get it all, and fund the Second American Revolution in the information war today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute you.
Onion claimed for like a week
that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, the AlexJonesStore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks. More entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Sign up today. Experience the amazing benefits and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Coming up, Billy Carson and the mysteries of the Great Pyramid that he predicted that have now been, to a great extent, documented. Coming up, and then in the fourth hour, other breaking news, your calls, and more. But I asked McBreen to throw together a compilation of some of the Democrats calling for murder, Satanism, how it's their sacrament to kill babies. Michael Savage and I were talking about earlier. Here's part of the compilation, the full compilation. I will be posted to X the next hour. I need to give it a headline. But understand, it's not some of them that are like this. It's the majority. They know what they're doing. It's demon possession. Here's a sample.
Our main story tonight concerns breast implants. Some are against them. Others believe they're fine in rare cases. And many believe you should be able to get them whenever the fuck you want. Sorry, did I say breast implants? I meant abortions. Tonight's main topic concerns abortion.
So tonight, in honor of America, I'd like to do a salute to abortion in the Brit's 10th annual Salute to Abortion.
Get out of my behind. Get out of my vagina. Get out.
It's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. You wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. That has a heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells at 12 weeks.
You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
Because
you
adopt.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I'd never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Fertilized egg is a human being!
Yeah,
I still,
you're a pig.
Because
I'm
don't want to kill babies.
Oh, you kill them. You let them live so they can starve to death.
That's not a child. That is a lump of cells that is yet to be born.
So you've got Amazing Grace being sung. I don't know if AM radio picks it up, but they're saying Hail Satan, and the news confirmed. That's what they're saying. There she is. Hail Satan sticks her tongue out.
Where tonight? We're not pointing fingers at these kids. We say, Lord, we are the men.
Go home!
Sarah, I'm Jesus Christ.
But fertilized eggs aren't people. People are people.
And I was like, thank you.
You're a piece of go home. Pick up your shit and leave. We don't need that bullshit here.
Ma'am.
You're not. We already have enough going on. I'm a woman of this world. We're women of this world. You have no place to say goddamn shit about nothing. Go the fuck home. Go
you're
the
fuck murdered
home.
Down the street, ma'am.
Whatever.
I need to speak up for them.
Dipshit. Get that camera out of my face. Go home. Go home. Go home.
Dad, you. Why'd you spit at us?
I don't agree with you.
No uterus. No right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
So a birth is more expensive than an abortion. So the savings comes in Medicaid births that will not occur. This bill will actually decrease costs for our healthcare policy and financing department, our Medicaid expenditures in both this year and out year. out years as the savings from averted births outweigh the cost of covering reproductive health care. Ultimately, it is truly an honor to be here carrying this bill alongside Rep. Garcia, and I ask for your support of Senate Bill 183.
In the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases, and using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo lit up the One World Trade Center spire in pink to celebrate his radical expansion of abortion in New York. State lawmakers approved a law permitting abortion in the state for any reason until the 24th week of pregnancy, and then up until birth.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
There was a question over here.
Yes. Are you for third trimester abortions?
My answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
Full report's going up on X soon. Stay with us.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
Ah, that's better. Over 400 incredible designs of Patriot apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, everything at TheAlexShowStore.com. Bye. There's other stuff like this. Limited edition, highest quality, stainless steel, razor sharp, upgraded 2025 version of the World War II trench knife with the brass knuckles, the skull crusher, and it's got InfoWars laser etched on as well. It's incredible. It's a memento of the fight we're in right now, and I thank you all for your support, but everybody wants to get this. We've had a few of these in the past of other designs, and they sell out quickly, so get yours now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His rival was green and good.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Talking to Billy Carson for the rest of the hour, an amazing guest, author, filmmaker, TV host. He is the CEO of Forbidden Knowledge, Inc., the best-selling author of The Compendium of the Emerald Tablets, and he's been talking for decades about, from the legends and the ancient history books, of what was really under the Giza Plateau Great Pyramid Complex, and now you have this ground-penetrating radar from satellites. The Egyptian government's been trying to suppress and not let ground-penetrating radar in that scientists try to bring in on the ground close, but now it's gotten so powerful and the computers have gotten so good from space, they have found clearly giant structures under it. And years ago, they found other structures, and they're always trying to keep people from looking into it. Here is Billy a few years ago talking about this, and he was on a few years ago with us talking about it and is being vindicated. So here's a short clip, and then we'll go right to him.
Great Pyramid at Giza, and that plateau is a multifunctional platform or plateau. The Great Pyramid is a multifunctional stone computer, number one. It used to be a power generator, so it generated power as the water used to flow underneath it from the Nile. It's now meandered very, very far away. But back then, it ran right up to the pyramid, and the empty tubes that have actually been inside of underneath the pyramid are still there where the water used to flow. When you have running water underneath crystal magnetized granite, you create something called physiostatic electricity. Those ions rush up into the chamber. and they would go to the Grand Gallery. The Grand Gallery used to have resonating rods. Now the rods have been removed, but the slots where they went up the Grand Gallery are still there till this very day. Then that energy would be pushed into the King's Chamber, which you've been in with me, right? We meditated in there. Inside the King's Chamber, now that area is like a fusion chamber. And the energy would shoot up through the top, through the apex, and now you have wireless energy. Nikola Tesla tapped into the same exact understanding of how that worked and duplicated it with the Wardenclyffe Tower. Now that wireless energy would transmit around the area, and the crystal granite obelisks would capture it. And then if you had something called a JED, a D-J-E-D, it looks almost like a Tesla coil with a cable coming out of it. You'll see it in Egyptian hieroglyphs. It's connected to light bulbs and other technologies, electric gold plating. You can then power it wirelessly from the ambient electricity that's been transmitted from miles away from the Great Pyramid. That's just one purpose. Another purpose, when you look at the way that the Great Pyramid is designed, in the Queen's Chamber and then you have the King's Chamber, well, water was set to rush down and into the Queen's Chamber. And with the chemistry and also the metallics down there, you can see how there would be some form of electrolysis that would occur. And I'm not the only one that has this hypothesis. Engineer Christopher Dunn had the same exact hypothesis as me. I just found out about maybe a month ago when I finally talked to him on my podcast. So this electrolysis would extract hydrogen from the oxygen, the H2O, and then you have a hydrogen chamber. So now, what's interesting about that, the way it's connected to the shafts that lead up into space, when you look at the pyramid alignment with the stars on certain millennial alignments, you find out that it aligns with Orion, it aligns with Aldebaran, it aligns with Pleiades, it aligns all these star systems. And what is the frequency that we transmit information on right now from a standpoint of trying to connect with ET? We transmit on the hydrogen frequency because it's the most widely abundant frequency in the universe. So I believe in my hypothesis, I always say hypothesis versus what I read, is that these shafts would shoot the hydrogen beams out towards those stars on certain particular alignments with information, data encoded into the hydrogen. In other words, an update on this breakaway civilization. It was a communications device, long-range communications to other stars. And then it also is a star map. When you look down at Giza from above, you see the Great Pyramid, the other two pyramids, and you see the temples around. And you can actually connect those with lines and then make circles, concentric circles. You'll get the interplanetary map of our solar system. You'll get the sun in the middle, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and you'll even get Mars. And when you take the NASA map of our inner solar system and you overlay it, it matches down to the millimeter. That's crazy. It even matches to the astronomical unit, which is the distance from the Earth to the sun. That's a measurement unit to count distances in the vastness of space.
And then you go to the Nazca lines in South America. You go all over the world. All of them basically say the same thing. And so if you go back to what Plato said and others, and they keep, you know, he said where other civilizations were, and they go, oh, no, Troy wasn't on this island, and they find the whole thing later. And Plato said this was all going on. So it looks like what we have there in Egypt is one of the big bases around the world. Now they're digging up giant pyramids in China. They're trying to hide it. The Egyptian government's been trying to hide this stuff. And then remember, they were going to go in the King's Chamber and all these they found in the last decade. They thought there'd be tombs. When they get in there, they find huge copper coils going in, and they find all these new types of communications that they've never seen before that are instruction manuals. So this is what they said thousands of years ago was going on, and it just keeps adding and adding and adding. It's not just this new ground-penetrating radar. That just fits in everything else that's been found. So Billy Carson's been doing a great job for years. That clip you just saw was from 9 months ago before this new information came out. He was on with us in August of last year talking about all this. So it's not like we're just looking at this and saying, oh, look, it's real because of this. You say, oh, well, their scans are wrong. No, no, this is what they've been saying for thousands of years. So Billy, ForbiddenKnowledge.com, Forbidden Knowledge on X. Great to have you here, my friend. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start by, first of all, thank you for having me back, Alex. I really appreciate your show, man. The quality of your work is unmatched. I'd like to start with, let's debunk the debunkers, because there are some, you know, well, Zahi Hawass out of Egypt, immediately before looking at any data, tried to say, oh, no, we don't have any evidence of this. And so right away, he tried to hush it and oppress it like he does with everything, probably so he could steal the information and put his name on it later, and label it an actual discovery so he can get paid. However, so critics are trying to say that, you know, synthetic aperture radar or SAR radar can't scan that deep beneath the earth, because we're talking about 2 kilometers beneath Giza. So, but they don't understand, this isn't standard SAR technology. It's like, it's unlike any other ground penetrating radar that we've ever seen. It's called, Biondi's SAR technology, named after the Italian, researcher and scientist Biondi. The SAR technology actually employs something called X-band microwaves that have a 10 gigahertz band at 3 centimeters wavelength. Now, this allows it to penetrate from a satellite in space all the way down deep beneath the earth. But what it does is it doesn't penetrate through the rock. It picks up the vibrations that are happening deep, deep, deep underground. And from the vibrations, right, it detects the subtle surface vibrations and minute shivers, which triggers a resonance response. And this allows it to go deep into special voids that nothing else can ever get to, below or even beneath walls. And as it rides back up these vibrations, it allows it to read all the actual structures and empty spaces. So it sends the data back to the computer, and now it becomes this super advanced level of Doppler. And now we can see everything going on beneath there. And what's down there is exactly what was predicted in my book 5.5 years ago, The Compendium of the Emerald Tablets, which I have on page 34, a depiction or a rendering of this deep underground city, which is almost identical to what they discovered just recently.
Well, I mean, it's just amazing. And again, I did read your book after I had you on. It was fascinating. Why don't you first start with the legends, the different cultures that told us this, and then big picture around the world, and then what the ancients said, because you've got people thousands of miles away, the same legends, the same stories, and it's and a lot of this is in the first book of the Bible. It's in Ezekiel, and then it's in all these other cultures. And then what was Egypt in this system?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Egypt, you know, if you go to ancient Egypt, start there first, since this is where the discovery came from, we know that the Egyptians, they claim that this man named Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, ruled over them for 16,000 years. That's them saying it, not me, right? So they say this guy had advanced knowledge. He was the bringer of thought. As a matter of fact, thought is supposedly named after his name, thought, wisdom. And he did this in the land of Kemet before it was called Egypt, and that's where we get alchemy is from him as well. Now, supposedly, according to this man, Thoth, he says he was the author of the Emerald Tablets. He also claims to have been in that tablet. He says, I am the builder of the Great Pyramid, patterned after Earth's force, so that it too might remain through the ages. So he claims to be the master architect of the Great Pyramid. Now, here's where it gets crazy. In this writing, he talks about something called the Halls of Amenti, that there wasn't just one Halls of Amenti. There were many, and these different people that had this knowledge had access to them. And this was deep, deep, deep beneath the pyramids of Giza. And that down there was this massive area with these halls that went on for a very vast area. And according to this text, it's right, because this thing down there is so vast, it can hold 64,000 people if we put people in it to fill it up. Just give an idea of how big this thing is. And he said he had down there rejuvenation chambers that would allow him to rejuvenate his bodies. He had many, according to the text. He says he had bodies. He would put one in these chambers for 100 years at a time, and then he would walk amongst men, but unlike a man.
And then they made movies out of this after you and others exposed it, like Dark Adam or Black Adam, whatever. I saw it, but the point is that's all based on those legends.
It's all based on the legends. They have the same legends going on in Europe. You have, you know, the Greeks and they talk about this. You have the Sumerians coming out of ancient Mesopotamia. They have Halls of Amenti. They have these underground chambers. I just came from Turkey in September. I just came back from Turkey. I went down into Derinkuyu, an underground city that could hold up to 30,000 people with advanced air conditioning techniques built into it. These shafts that went for miles and to bring air to the deepest level. And then when you get to the bottom, there's underground tunnels that lead to hundreds of underground cities, all made with advanced technology. So we're talking about people that had super advanced knowledge, advanced wisdom, and advanced technology, and it was utilized over and over again by different cultures. For example, the people of late Mesopotamia went down there to save their lives from some type of a catastrophe, but they themselves didn't build these underground structures. And the fact that
the Romans talked about this all on record, Archimedes had a system with mirrors, with lasers where he could burn ships up, and that was on record. And that's just fragments they had of what was done in the past.
Oh, yeah. These people had advanced technology. We're now just trying to rediscover what happened in the ancient past. I mean, you talk about Ezekiel's wheel in the biblical text. It's an account of advanced beings having advanced technology and engaging a person that didn't see or have never seen or had been engaged by that level of technology before, right? So all of a sudden, it's like this person thinks that they might be talking directly to God, but these people take him to go meet somebody that potentially is God or whatever. So it's we don't understand that this version of human and our technology is not the end all be all, that in the past there seems to have been an account of high level of civilizations in the past.
And it's well known even in mainstream History Channel, Discovery Channel shows about the Egyptologists, the government. They are always trying to keep anybody from digging, anybody from looking. All the legends said there were all these big chambers and things. They said, no, they weren't. Then they keep finding more and more and more. They finally get into the chambers, as I said. There's footage of this. We showed it last week. And they say, oh, it's going to have tombs. And no, it doesn't. It's got big copper wires. We just lost your audio. Billy, you might have hit mute. But let's...
Yeah, there are objects, artifacts in the Cairo Museum. And in this Cairo Museum, there are artifacts that look like what you see outside on your electric pole, like Tesla coils with actual wires coming out. Now, the wires are clipped, but the wires are still connected to this metallic device. They try to say it's a religious artifact. No, this thing clearly transmitted energy. Now, we know the ancient Egyptians, for example, had electricity because we have thousands of pieces of electroplated gold. So how did they electroplate gold without having electricity? We have depictions of the Temple of Hathor at Dendera, which I've been in the underground crypts. Depictions of actual technology connected to jets and cables, which would pick up electricity. We have now knowledge of this huge structure that can hold 64,000 people. This underground city underneath the Giza Plateau, underneath the pyramids, that is so large, the Burj Khalif could sit next to it, and it would be taller than the Burj Khalif, which is in Dubai, the tallest building in the world. The feat alone of digging that underground would be 10 times more difficult than building the Great Pyramid. 10 times more difficult. So we're talking about an engineering feat that is mind-blowing, and it should be on every mainstream channel right now. This should be the biggest news in the world.
Obviously, what we've been told in modern so-called history is not true. They're always admitting it's not true. And you've got all these mainline Christians that tell you everything in the Bible is literal. But then when you go, okay, well, Ezekiel and all these other books of the Bible, Genesis describes ships coming down, giants that lust after the women, breed with them.
Yes.
Now the bloodline of humans isn't correct, so God is angry and destroys us. So we were in the days of Noah, so we'll be in the day of the Son of Man, the Antichrist. Noah wasn't a perfect person, but he and his family were perfect in their genetic line. As you mentioned, what is in all the other cultures had the same story in that area and then around the world. And now they found jade all over South and Central America and Southern North America in these different Mayan temples that they know come from Japan and China. So again, there's a lot we don't know. From your cobbling together what we do know, more and more of the legends, it turns out, are actually based in reality or partially. How far does this go back? How advanced was it? We know there's cave paintings in Scandinavia, in Africa, with all these different tribes describing creatures that were humanoid that came from the dog star. I mean, all of this.
Yeah. Well, listen, in my book, I wrote Compendium of the Emerald Tablets, right? In there, I claim, according to these ancient texts and this information, we're talking about 36,000 to 38,000 years ago. Now, when that information first came out, people were telling me I was crazy and this was no way and it couldn't be possible. And now these scientists, this team of scientists using satellite SAR technology, revolutionary technology on this planet, say 38,000 years is what they're estimating that this structure was built. 38,000 years. So they're confirming and validating and venerating the work that I put in on this. If you look at the Great Sphinx located at Giza, and you look at the weathering in the enclosure, you can see clearly that the weathering shows it was underwater, the erosion of the stone around the Sphinx. This erosion dates back to, in my opinion, around 36 to 38,000 years. We have a few archaeologists that pushed that back to 13,000. But if you go back two processional periods, at the time that they're saying 13,000, not the right time to build a monument like that when there's chaos and probably the Younger Dryas incident where a huge asteroid struck right above Syria and decimated the region and created global flooding. But you go back two more processional periods, you're right around the time that Thoth claims to have built the Emerald Tablets and have built the Great Pyramid and the structures surrounding it. The perfect time to build a civilization like this when he claims he was rebuilding a golden age on this planet. So we're talking about the fact that mankind is very ancient. They have found vases that date back 300 million years. They have found hammers that date back over a crazy number, 100 million years. They found something that looks like a spark plug in California, in America, inside of a geode that was collected by geologists. When they broke it open, they saw what looked like an ancient type of a version of a spark plug when they looked at it, 500 million years old estimated age. So we're talking about the fact that there have been many civilizations on this planet going back hundreds of millions of years, in my opinion, and we're just the newest version, and we keep having amnesia. We keep forgetting because in every iteration of mankind, there's a disaster. There's geological, there's war, there's a combination of both in some cases, and we also, I believe, have what we call geologically a pole shift, and I think we've gone through at least four pole shifts, and Albert Einstein agreed with this. He's the one I heard say this. Four pole shifts. That's how Antarctica got shifted into the location it is now.
And we know starting about 50 years ago, it's now moving a few miles a year. It's on the move again. The pole is shifting right now.
Yes, the pole is shifting magnetically and physically. So these pole shifts happen every so many thousands of years. So much has happened to wipe us out and you know, a few of us start over again. And this is probably the reason for the amnesia. But then you have the elites, the oligarchs, that suppress and hold in, that do have the knot and hold it back from us. They hold it back from the general population because if we get a hold of this information, this knowledge, if we really figure out what really happened and we gain this knowledge and wisdom back, they can't keep their boot on our necks because we'll realize that we don't really need them, that the world can have free energy. The world can have access to technology that can give us better health and understanding. The world will know that there are maybe potentially more other beings within the known universe, and that we're not the only race of beings. Maybe we'll even discover that we are directly connected to God. You know, so there's so much in this information. They want to keep it away from us because they want to control us. They want to dominate us, and they want to keep their boot on our neck.
Well, they admit that's what they want, and now they've decided it's post-industrial world. They want to get rid of most of us now. Because they clearly don't want us to be able to go type one civilization, meaning we can survive if the Earth's destroyed. Musk's goal is to get us type one. That's always been my goal. What do you think of Musk?
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting guy. Some things I agree with, some things I don't. I mean, he wants to go to Mars and take people on a one-way trip to Mars. I believe that he probably has a gag order. He can't talk about what already is on Mars. I believe that there's life on Mars right now. Microbial life, potentially viral life, as well as maybe even small life forms like algae and so forth. I believe that could be up there. There are anomalies on Mars that have been downloaded in the Mars images. These anomalies are things that look like remnants of an ancient civilization here on Earth, and they come directly from several different sources, Caltech, from the European Space Agency, NASA, as well as Washington.edu.
Well, the rovers found what they said was the skeletons of microbes. But beyond that, this is like mainline science, folks. The radioactive isotope on Mars would only be created by a giant hydrogen-type bomb. And it's massively... Xenon.
Yeah. Weapons-grade xenon. So you're right. They found abundant amount of weapons-grade xenon on the surface and in the atmosphere, which can only be done by nuclear warfare, nuclear fallout. Something happened on Mars, and I think Mars was called the god of war in ancient times for a reason. It wasn't just a myth. There really was a war that extended from Earth to Mars.
And we now know it has frozen ice under both poles.
Yeah, frozen ice as well as millions of tons of liquid water, according to NASA. They found a lake, a liquid lake. They now have found liquid pools of water. And they're saying that the soil on Mars is better for growing crops than the soil on Earth. How in the world they would know that? I'm not sure. But in the 1970s,
Vikings mission, they discovered through a science kit that there were microbes on Mars. The scientist that discovered this and who built the science kit was extremely upset and disgusted, and for decades later tried to go against NASA to release his findings that there is life on Mars, and they hushed him and they shushed him and they suppressed him, and he kept coming out.
Billy Carson, this was amazing. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
When you think Second American Revolution, when you think 1776, when you think about what's happening in the world right now, you think about one place, and that's the InfoWar, because you're the InfoWar. And right now, you can spread the word and keep us on air more than ever by visiting TheAlexShowStore.com with over 400 kick-ass designs like this baby that I designed, and I think it's great. And they say the pen is mightier than the sword, and that's absolutely true, and that's what this is a walking billboard for freedom and to meet like-minded people and let globalists know we're the majority, and we're taking the country back. Razor sharp stainless steel 10-inch battle blade, a 2025 upgrade on the famous World War II trench knife, with the skull crusher, with the brass knuckles, and with that beautiful blade with the Spartan ride on it, with tip of the spear, and the classic InfoWars on the other side. Fighting tyranny's never been so much fun. Get your blade, get your shirts, get your ball caps, get it all, and fund the Second American Revolution in the information war today at TheAlexShowStore.com, and I salute you. Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor, and I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted, and they went out and did what I wanted. People love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great, and you know this other company I use is great, because you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we'd been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients and it's so hard to source and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at TheAlexShowStore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to TheAlexShowStore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at TheAlexJonesStore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us, so I thank and salute you all. Now take action at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you a little bit about Atomic Defense. Now, this is one of our amazing products that has kind of flown under the radar since we launched it just a few months ago. Now, I can't make any health claims about any of our products because I'm not a medical doctor. That being said, if I were a medical doctor, I would certainly recommend this product to help fight for your immune system and fight against any oncoming sickness. Now, I can say from a personal anecdotal story or experience that I was starting to get sick earlier this week, started taking this 2 capsules a day, and I was able to stave off having a cold and having to take any time off of work. But not only are you getting amazing benefits when you get Atomic Defense, things like echinacea, sea moss, cumin powder, bioperin, honey powder, it's got oregano, cinnamon, turmeric, and garlic extract in it, but you're fighting for humanity. You're keeping InfoWars on the air. You're fighting for Alex Jones, and you're fighting for this crew. So please, go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and get Atomic Defense. If you subscribe for one bottle a month, you get 50% off. It's an absolutely amazing deal, and you're going to experience the benefits to your health. So go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and get Atomic Defense.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, best-selling author, researcher, talk show host, Billy Carson's impressive, because I know a lot of stuff about this. He knows a lot more than I do. So we're finishing each other's sentences here, but he knows a lot of stuff that I'm only cursorily aware of, what other governments are doing, and you know where the world is right now, and the different forces, the different groups that are involved in suppressing the information, who's good, who's bad. ForbiddenKnowledge.com, just the number 4, and then Forbidden Knowledge after that. And there's so much happening. But you want to get into Pentagon soon to solicit proposals for a secretive Avatar project. Pentagon working on Avatar project. Yes, that's what it sounds like. Also, this Russian project, 2045 initiative, which is all publicly going on, but it's all secretive. There's so many other things to get into, but we see that what I would call a great awakening happening, we know happens throughout history in cycles, and there's a real move to try to dumb us down, turn us against each other, in my view, in the global submit this, so that knowledge isn't distributed so that humanity can expand and discover these great secrets they don't want us to know. So you're welcome to go anywhere you want here and get into these projects and more. Anything else you'd like to add about the discoveries there that mirror what the legends say at the pyramid complex in Giza? There's so much to hit, so you've got the floor.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, yes, this discovery underneath the Giza plateau, underneath these pyramids, is just it's magnificent and it's incredible. But it also leads us to this, modern technology. In the ancient texts and tablets, specifically the animal tablets of Thoth, he talks about the ability of him and several others to transfer their consciousness into other bodies. They claim to be able to create their own clone bodies, so they didn't steal bodies, put them inside of these diorite, crystal diorite boxes underneath these pyramids, and then in some way rejuvenate them with some energetic force, which they found energy down there as well, resonating. Now, fast forward that to modern day. We have DARPA. DARPA has discovered a way to connect a field soldier's consciousness into a field robot. So they take the soldier, put him in their underground bunker. In some way, technologically, they transfer his mind through a symbiotic link into a field robot or a drone and have him remote control it. It's called the Avatar Project. And that was when I wrote my book, Companion of the Emerald Tablets, 5.5 years ago. Who knows what they've been able to do now? Transfer it now also to 2045 Project. Ray Kurzweil headed that project. Their plan back in 2010 was to transfer a monkey's consciousness into a computer. They did that. Monkey was dead, body gone, mind the monkey in a computer, eating bananas, climbing trees, thinking it's still alive. Then the next plan was to do it to a human mind to a robot. That was by 2015 or 2016. Now the next, of course, by 2045, the ultimate goal is to transfer a human mind into an avatar. So we're talking about the ability to have this unlimited lifespan or immortality via transferring your consciousness.
And I can tell you from the admissions, I've been saying this for 30 years, I made a film Endgame about it. The final endgame is get rid of the most of the population. They believe now they'll be able to transfer their consciousness to silicon. That's what the book written in the 50s by one of their top Illuminati people. That also wrote 2001 Space Odyssey, Arthur C. Clarke. That's always been their goal of these projects.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you're right. It's to, number one, of course, control population, handpick the people that have ability to get access to this technology, and to give them immortality so the oligarchs can go on living forever and ruling forever. This is the method that's being used. And if you go back into ancient Kemet, ancient Egypt, you see these mummies, the mummification process. These mummies look a lot like the mummification process of the bodies in the sarcophagus look a lot like deep space hibernation boxes or deep space hibernation technology. I believe that in some way these people were told that they were needing to mummify themselves to preserve their DNA because they would be brought back in this world, in this dimension at a future time, which is why they got themselves buried in hidden locations in the King's Valley, Valley of the Kings, with all of their riches and their worth. Even their cats were mummified and buried with them, their wives and everything else, their assistants and workers. Why would you do that if you were going to the spiritual location?
Well, expanding on that, though, they were always saying that the little pyramids beside the big ones were earlier ones where they learned how, but now they've been able to test it. No, they're actually the new ones, people trying to copy it. From what all I've seen, and it's a guesstimation, we lost a lot of the technology, and then people had the legends. They were also trying to copy it. So they'd heard that there were people being rejuvenated down under it. That was all walled off now, so they were also trying to copy it. And we now know, no, it's not been a secret for hundreds of years, that the main fertilizer from about 300 years on were ships full of mummies from Egypt and other areas, shipped to Europe and put into grinders for fertilizer. Yes. Because there were millions of mummies. It wasn't just the elite doing it.
Yep, that's right. You're right. They literally did that. And it's a travesty that they did that, but they did it. If you take a pyramid, Russia did an experiment with the pyramid structure, just the structure or the shape of the pyramid itself. They grew crops on the outside of the pyramid structure, and on the inside, in a hollow area of a pyramid that they made, they grew crops. Same crop. The crop on the inside was many, many more times abundant than the crops on the outside of the pyramid. They did this, they repeated this experiment several times in several places, and they realized that the actual shape, the tetrahedron shape, the pyramidal shape, in some way harnesses energy in a way that rejuvenates biological material and evidence in the plant growth. So now you have people all around duplicating this process. Now, here's a crazy thing. The Great Pyramid at Giza was built by, according to the text, Thoth. He leaves, according to the text, and goes to South America and builds this Teotihuacan.
By the way, let me just stop you. I'd forgotten this. The elites in Europe would get Egyptian mummies shipped to them. They believed in the extent of their life, and they would literally put a hand in a bowl of milk and then eat it. So it wasn't just for, they thought it was associated. This is some weird stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah. They thought it would extend their life. They thought they were going to get rejuvenated. This is all coming back from the myth but the myth that was truth about the rejuvenation of the body, and that these bodies had the capability of regenerating and coming back to life. It was always about coming back to life here on Earth, never about transcending into another dimension. And the proof of this goes all the way. The mummies all you can find in South America, throughout Peru and Chichen Itza and the Yucatan Peninsula and Mexico.
And they find mummies in caves in New Mexico and Nevada. They're all over the place.
All over the place. All over the place. And the evidence that it was the same people, the Teotihuacan complex, the pyramid of the sun, the moon, and the other pyramid there, they're aligned with Orion, like the one in Giza. They're also built over in water aquifer, and the pyramid of the sun is the same exact size of the base of the Great Pyramid at Giza, and exactly 50% the height, and the shafts work the same. So we're talking about the Teotihuacan pyramid complex. It was built by the same master architect, or at least the design flow came from the same master architect as the one in Egypt. And I'm predicting that underneath the pyramid of the sun and those other pyramids, you'll find a massive complex under there as well. They did find a few years ago mercury, flowing mercury, and underground tunnels that were lined with mica, which is an insulator. Why would they need that?
They also found that in China.
Yes, they did. They found it in China as well.
But let's expand on this. Perfect. And that's what ancient said was there. Look at this photo of this area in India. These things are all over the place. What's going on here?
The Xi'an pyramids in China, in India. You got them. I mean, it's just mind-blowing.
Wow.
Talking about a lost advanced culture that had advanced knowledge. And under most of these structures, you'll find structures beneath them. There's a subterranean shaft at the Great Pyramid that I descended down into just a few months ago. It goes 65 meters beneath the bedrock into another area that has hidden rooms, and another 30-meter drop straight down from there. And there's even more after that, but they have it walled off, so I couldn't get down to that section. We're talking about going down hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of feet. There's a huge subterranean system going on down there, and according to my Egyptologist and guide, homegrown guide, there's a tunnel running from Giza all the way to the ziggurat of Ur in Iraq.
Let me tell you about this. And I got this from very high sources, and then I looked it up and found pieces of it. And it's admitted. There's an aquifer, several, under Texas that's more than half the size of the state. You can look it up, and they've sent probes down in there and drilled. It's 1,600 feet deep in areas. There's hundreds and hundreds of feet that's just open. It's caves, and it's giant. I mean, these make the so-called Mammoth Cave and Carlsbad look tiny, and that they've reportedly sent all sorts of submarines and things all through these, all the way from Texas, all the way to the Pacific Ocean, And there's been all sorts of stuff. So that you have the ancient singers, all this stuff under the earth. Well, now we know there is. Pull up the Edwards Aquifer, yeah. Folks, and type in how deep's the Edwards Aquifer. 1,600 feet. That's what they've measured at some points. Mm. And it's not like it's spongy and a bunch of it's rock. No, it's just wide open giant areas.
Mm. Yeah, there's quite a few areas like that. There's one huge one in China that was discovered. It's so deep and open. It has a different ecology. There's plants. There's water. There's even a beach underground. It's an entire culture, civilization in terms of like ecology and animal life underground in this opening that goes down hundreds and hundreds of feet and then opens up. So there's so much about this planet that we just don't know or understand. There's underground rivers, there's underwater rivers. I mean, there's so many things going on. We haven't even scratched the surface. So this discovery in Egypt is just another amazing discovery. And when you think of the feat of digging down 2 kilometers beneath the surface, beneath the bedrock, and then building super megalithic columns that drop down, that have these spirals going around them, which we don't know what they are for yet, into these megalithic boxes at the base that can hold 64,000 people. And potentially, they say it seemed like it was something that moved energy around. We're talking about super advanced technology from a super advanced race, potentially from a previous golden age here on Earth that we're now trying to get back to. Us as mankind, work you're doing, the work you're doing here, Alex Jones and many others, is trying to help usher mankind back towards releasing this knowledge, getting an understanding, learning what's happened in the ancient past, and taking us back into a new golden age.
Well, I'm not a Doppler radar expert, but I've talked to people in the Pentagon. It was classified, but decades ago, they could see people 2 miles under a mountain. That's where they know where stuff's at. So obviously, these commercial satellites that are able to do this now, it's not just the strength of the radar. It's that they have supercomputers now, and it's a faster connection that people that don't know, yeah. And this is not even classified, but the details are classified. Since the 60s, to communicate with nuclear submarines and others, they have some up by Dallas, just south of Fort Worth. You can see it off the side of the road. My dad told me about it when I was a kid. Later, I looked up, and they admit that's what it's for. But there's these big, giant antennas on the ground and big X's, and they shoot Morse code through the earth basically instantly to submarines on the other side of the planet in the Pacific Ocean or wherever they want. And it's instantaneous because when the sound wave the radio wave goes through the rock, it's going through molecule after molecule instantly, just like sonar thousands of miles away. They can send a ping out of the submarine that you can't hear, but whales hear it, drives them crazy, and then it goes thousands of miles. So for people to understand a high-tech Doppler, it's hitting the surface, but then it's bouncing, and then it's bouncing, bouncing back, picking up the resonance, and then the fast computers now – because they already had radar that shoots all the way through the earth, folks. The radar doesn't go through itself. The bouncing back on the rock does, and it bounces, 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 bounces back. And so now they have computers that can read that. That's why they're able to see it. And obviously the government has way more powerful systems they know. Imagine what all the other stuff they know about.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's crazy. The amount of stuff that they know about would be mind-boggling. It would scare some people. There's so much going on beneath the earth. I mean, we're just like little ticks on the surface, right? But the earth itself is a huge volume. And so there are areas underneath the earth, like the Nazca mines located in Mexico, that have these megalithic crystals the size of like your city block. You can only go down there for 15 minutes at a time because there's an enormous amount of heat down there. And that's just one gem hole that we've discovered. There are gem holes all over the planet like this that have these huge openings. And there's also areas that open up like a honeycomb opening that can literally house millions of people beneath the
surface. That's what
the
Sumerians and the Assyrians and others said in their writings, that is mirrored, but not as prolific in Genesis, which again, the preachers say, oh, that's not literal. Okay, but the rest of the Bible's literal. Yeah. So, and they described aliens or another race coming and then engineering us to do the mining. And then look at the Giza Plateau. People that don't know, in South Africa, places, if you're at sea level, you start trying to go a mile down, they have huge air conditioners pumping into it. It's 150, 180, 200 degrees. As you go deeper in the crust, it gets hotter and hotter. But if you do it under a mountain or a plateau, it stays right at like 67, 68 degrees. And now we know what the ancients said is true. The Sahara used to be a lush jungle, and it was growing right up to the pyramids. So they now know that. That's why they're finding alligator and crocodile, skeletons and all over the Sahara. So this is amazing what's going on, and it's all right there in the Sumerian text.
Yeah, it's all there, man. It's been in front of our eyes. People say, where's all this evidence at? It's been around. The Epic of Atrahasis, which you just talked about, them making us do the work for them, right? The Epic of Atrocity.
Yeah, take your time. You're an expert. Explain this. Explain what's in, because again, until what, 100 years ago, they couldn't decode the stone tablets. Now they have it. I mean, tell them what they're finding.
Oh, they found so much information. We found thousands of tablets. They're located, most of them are located in the British Museum. The biggest and most, the greatest story is the Epic of Gilgamesh, which is a huge story. The larger story of the story of Noah is in the Epic of Gilgamesh. And in that text, Noah is actually named Zeezudra. And then you have Gilgamesh, the giant, a massive giant who's half human, half Anunnaki, one of these beings. He's like a Nephilim, who has all this great strength, and they fashion a being. They make him like this android to go on this hero's journey with them. And he's trying to find immortality. And he wants to get back to the home planet of his ancestors, and he's denied that ability. But within this, we discover that he comes across Noah, who has the secret of this herb that can give immortality. And we know now that we found the Noah's Ark tablet, which is now in the British Museum. It's a circular disc that was created, not a big boat like it's in the biblical text. We have the exact text, the exact tablet to show the exact method on how to make the actual ark. It was a circular ship, pie cut on the inside, and he was told specifically to get the local flora and fauna and his livestock to bring on this disc-shaped device with him. Could it have been maybe a DNA storage bank? We don't know, but that's what the ancient text says. There's also the Enuma Elish, which describes the creation of our solar system, the creation of Earth, and also the creation of the asteroid belt, which is an exploded planet that collided with the moon. And it talks about the fact that Earth was a huge chunk of this place that had water, land, and life recoalesce. And here we are on Earth right now as human beings. They also talk about seeding people on this planet and bringing people here. The Aboriginals located in Australia say that their verbal handed down history for thousands of years, we were seeded on this planet by Pleiadians. Lakota tribe, Hopi tribe in America, halfway around the world. We were seeded on this planet by Pleiadians. So we have two cultures halfway around the world, totally separate, never supposedly had contact, same exact story. So something interesting has happened in the past, and it just takes a lot of research and time, but it's so exciting to dig into this stuff and figure out what the hell actually happened so we can get rid of this amnesia.
And when I saw Prometheus, the prequel to the Alien franchise, I immediately went and said, I'm going to see what Ridley Scott's saying. And, of course, you know, Blade Runner, that's all about eternal life, all the rest of it. And he said, no, this is what the elites believe. It's what I believe. This is my creation story. This is basically what I'm saying from the Anunnaki and you know, all the writings of the Sumerians and the rest of it. And he says, this is what we think. And the globalists aren't atheists. They don't think we, you know, the ocean created us out of, you know, salts getting together and creating single cell organisms, pure crap. They actually all believe this, what they call transpermia. And that this is the Epic of Gilgamesh is what that movie is about.
Yep. It's literally the Epic of Gilgamesh.
And again, you've got Wayland, the maker of the corporation story. That's making the synthetic android that he goes with to the planet. He doesn't tell the crew. And here he is. He is now the Epic of this guy going and trying to get eternal life from the aliens, but they won't give it to him. And in this scene, they kill him.
Yeah, that's right. They took this from the tablets and they made it into a Hollywood movie. Literally. even the fact that the building, the structure that they discovered on that planet looks like the Bushegi Sphinx located in Romania, which I was in a documentary about that. And so the Bushegi Sphinx, famous Sphinx located in Romania, the same look of the building that they gave in Hollywood for the Prometheus structure where they discovered the bodies in the spaceship.
So it's literally Gilgamesh with his biological android trying to talk to the aliens that made him, trying to get off world, and they don't give it to him, and they're literally showing it all to you right here.
All right in front of your eyes, like hiding in plain sight right there, all of it.
And in the movie, their mission got killed thousands of years before, what was it, 30,000 or whatever, just like you're to actually come and wipe the humans out because they were a bad experiment.
Right, exactly.
But don't worry, the globalists, I believe they're about to ascend, but they've got to kill us too. That's their main mission.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Why is that?
Well, you know, in some weird way, they believe it's the destiny. They have the right to rule over mankind. And in some way, if you look at the Epic of Gilgamesh, Enlil, who they're following, he says, call the humans. They're making too much noise. Call the humans. Their clamor is too loud. They stink. He sees certain humans in certain areas not following rules. He says, here's the first record of chemtrails in history. In the Epic of Gilgamesh, he says, spray their fields and dry out their crops so they would starve to death. This is in the epic of Gilgamesh, first chemtrails that existed. So this mindset of seeing human beings as chattel, as nothing but animals, has progressed through these oligarchs. And so they don't see us as sentient beings that have deserve the right to live and be free and have free will. They see us as animals that deserve to be ruled over and that can be killed and taken out at any moment.
And let's look at what the globalists say. So the legend, which is happening now, they admit actually that it's the general public that does the inventions. It's the general mass of people that creates the geniuses. They say if we don't, and there are more internal documents we've read here on air, if we don't wipe out main civilization, there'll be too much competing stuff. We'll go off world and then they won't be in control. It's about control. It's not because we're crap. It's because they want to play God and they believe that by being God, it's 2001 Space Odyssey. And he said this. He was the inventor of the telecommunication satellite, idea. The Russians launched it first. Arthur C. Clarke said, and all his books were about the transcendence. And first, the computer that we make will try to kill us. Again, back to Gilgamesh, there's this computer, this robot, guiding humans to become immortality. And then finally, they get out there to Saturn, or Lucifer, and then he has to defeat the robot. Then he transcends. Then he's reincarnated as the Uber mentioned. And it's the same show. He's Gilgamesh going out to meet the gods, And on the moon, they put the big black stone obelisk directing them out to Saturn. And then I had Buzz Aldrin say, I want to come on your show. And he comes on like 15 years ago and he says, we already found water. We're going to let the Indians find it later. Years later, they did send them and used a probe to do it. And he said, no, there's actually that real obelisk is really on the single moon of Mars and it's connected to the pyramids. And I said, why are you here? And he goes, well, I've just been sent to tell your audience this. I mean, this is crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, there's a gigantic monolith on the moon Phobos. Now, the moon Phobos, which orbits Mars, they scanned this moon because they were trying to figure out why is the orbit of Phobos degrading around Mars? It's a degrading orbit because they discovered in the scan that Phobos doesn't have enough mass to sustain a stable orbit, and it's going to crash into Mars at some point in the future. Well, say, how can this moon not have enough mass? It's based on the composite of the surface material, it should have it. They discovered it's hollow. And they discovered a gigantic monolith on the actual moon and what appears to look like weapons fire along the outside of the moon. They said it don't look like asteroids. It looks like weapons fire.
If you're going to build a real space station, the smartest thing is to hollow out a giant asteroid and do it. That's what they even admit now is when NASA was to build that. They said, no, it's not ring structures. We want to do it with a hollowed out asteroid, and then they spin that for gravity.
Exactly.
So it's what's left of a space station.
Yeah, guys,
pull up Phobos. It's not even round. It's like a potato.
Oblong.
Yeah.
Oblong structure, right? It's a very strange structure. And then Russia sent two missions, Phobos 1 and Phobos 2. And Phobos 1 got
destroyed. Hold on, can you do another 20 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, stay there. Everybody get his book. We'll tell you all about that when we come back. Absolutely vital information. Forbiddenknowledge.com, Billy Carson. Again, the compendium of the Emerald Tablets. I read it. Amazing. We're going to go to break, but folks... In fact, the interview is out there with Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin says, we need to go to Phobos. We need to go to Phobos. The Russians went there. They know. Phobos, Egypt. He said, that's all I'm going to tell you. And then I talked to his assistant. She said, oh, he got in a lot of trouble for that. He can't come back on anymore. He just wanted to tell you. And then I met with him. He told me more in California. It's insane. I tried to get back a hold of him a few years ago. I can't get a hold of him, but this is wild. We're going to go to break. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we're listener-supported. We cannot bring you groundbreaking information that they don't want you to know without your help. We're under attack because they hate us because we're pro-human. We're human. We love you. We're in this together. We want not the fake Illuminati lies. We want the elimination of truth and justice that God gives us. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have the new collectible coin. It's selling out quick. The Alex Jones fundraiser coin has got me on it. You wanted it. We did it. I didn't design it. I wouldn't put myself on a coin. Everybody loves it. We have a few of the daggers left. They had some held back. And we've got the best supplements. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's a lot of amazing t-shirt designs out there. But this is an art masterpiece. And boy, does it send a message. Elon Musk with a chainsaw. Exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then this. Selling out fast. Learn about all this and more at TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding the second American Revolution worldwide.
your limited edition Gulf of America shirt at thealexjonesstore.com and the limited edition Spartan trench warfare knife. Engraved with the Spartan and the words tip of the spear, the legendary M4s on the side. This is high quality. This is powerful. Find this and more Patriot Apparel and other incredible supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we got our guest for 20 more minutes, and I got all this other massive news that is broken that we're going to get to. I was intending to take calls, but we're just, I'll take some, but I got to hit this other news. We'll just take like 7-8 callers. I'll give the number out coming up next segment. This is a short segment. Some stations don't care, but we're on the internet, so I don't want to waste the time. Everything he's saying is so dead on. It's just amazing. I'm adding a lot, interrupting. But the time we have left in this short segment, one more segment after this, Billy, I want to just give you the floor here to just run through all this other knowledge you've got.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You know, I think that humanity has come to a place. We're on a precipice right now that we can really gain a significant amount of knowledge and look to the past. A lot of people say, why are you focused on the past so much? Well, the past is prologue. And if we can understand what happened back then, we can create a better future for ourselves. Because we won't make the mistakes again that we've made in the past. We learn from that. I think that what I've learned now from ancient civilizations and traveling around the world 18 times and going to all these ancient sites and reading all this text, it's given me a much broader spectrum, a broader picture. I still believe in God. I believe there's a creator of the universe. The science to me and the mathematics proves that. But I also now believe that within this vast universe, there exist other people, other beings that may have engaged mankind in some way, and that we ourselves could be related to these people, that they aren't just random people, that there are people that we are related to. And the reason why is because it appears in some way in the biblical text that they mated with us and gave birth to offspring. And I don't believe this text is just fabricated. I believe that information is actually true. And I think that these people were savants, masters of engineering and technology, masters and wizards of information and spirituality, and they utilize that knowledge to build vast civilizations around the earth. I believe now, after reading the Emerald Tablets and writing this book, the compendium of the Emerald Tablets, that Atlantis was not just a ring city. Atlantis was a global civilization. The ring city was just one of many capitals that existed. We have the Aztlan Wall in Texas. We have remnants of Atlantis located in Australia. We have off the coast of India, we in the Indian Ocean, we have sunken cities, remnants of Atlantis. We have off the coast of Cuba, discovered pyramids underneath the water of the Atlantic, massive pyramids, a structure in the center of the Bermuda Triangle. And if you draw a line straight through the Bermuda Triangle, right from the center through the earth, you pop out at the Dragon's Triangle on the other side of the planet, located in Japan, where there's a Yonaguni underwater submerged pyramid. The story is so vast and so complex, we'll be researching it for hundreds of years, but if we continue to look into this information, we'll find and create and build ourselves a better picture of what happened, who we are, where we came from, and where we can go from here. And we can realize that we are truly a race of people that are significant and important, and that we are now today the survivors of all that has happened, all the catastrophes, all the wars, all the diseases, everything that's happened, and we're here, which means we're the strongest people that have ever existed. And if we can get that knowledge in our head and we can come together in love and unity, we can organize and we can take back control of our planet.
That's so beautiful. They don't want us to know who we are. It's all about making us fight with each other. It's all about making us feel like victims. It's all about looking at hardship and then hating each other. And it's the opposite. Everything the bad guys want us to do is to weaken us. Whatever they say, it's the opposite. We're going to break in a moment, but I want you to elaborate on that when we come back. Studying the different cults that had this knowledge and suppressed it, and then dole it out a little bit at a time to build this system where they use us to build it and then get rid of us right before they launch. How would you describe the organizations, the cults, the groups, when we come back? Okay. But spend a minute first on your book. Tell people that haven't read the book about the Emerald Tablets. Tell us about the book.
Okay. Well, the book is amazing because the book really is going off the work of Thoth, the Atlantean priest king. That's what he calls himself. Now, the Egyptians say he ruled over the land of Kemet for 16,000 years. He's depicted all throughout ancient Egypt on all the buildings, all the temples, all the hieroglyphs. He's everywhere. He's a bringer of knowledge and word and language and thought and science to the world, according to the text. You can discover him on the Library of Congress, located in Washington, D.C. When you go to open the doors, he's etched into the door at the Library of Congress.
I've seen it.
This man traveled the world.
Guys, pull up a Library of Congress doors. It's amazing.
Yeah. So we're talking about significant wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that this man brought. He wrote these tablets. He wrote several tablets. One of them is the Book of Thoth, the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, and the Emerald Tablet of Hermes. And here I have the...
Hold on. Stay there. Back in 60. Amazing. Billy Carson.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Billy Carson, researcher, best-selling author of the Compendium of the Emerald Tablets, and so much more, just said something massive, and some radio stations don't carry the first five, so I want you to repeat that. About we're the survivors. We're with all this gone on throughout history, just the known history. But now all the so-called mainline modern science and archaeology has been proven to be a lie. What the ancients said is more and more being proven, not be legend, but to be passed down truth that's pretty much dead on. So repeating that and expanding on that, it's so important to not have a victimology, but have the media tell us we're bad because we're white and our ancestors did this, or you're bad because you're black because your ancestors were nobody and slaves. Everybody's been slaves in history. And the truth is we're all been slaves to these secret societies and groups that know this and have been suppressing it. And it's not about what color we are. It's about understanding this and embracing our real destiny. That's the way I would put it. Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, absolutely. I think that mankind as a whole has forgotten that abundance is our birthright. It's our birthright, and that we as people have been oppressed and suppressed. And yes, you're right, Alex. Every race of people on this planet at one point in the past has been enslaved. And why is it that we are not enslaved anymore? Why is it the fact that majority of people have been free? Now, there are some small pocket of slavery going on here in the America and Libya. But overall, the vast majority of us are not slaves because in our consciousness, in our sentient consciousness, we know that we go against that. And now we have to realize that as mankind, the elites have found a way to enslave us without us knowing that we're being enslaved. But to do that, they utilize divide and conquer tactics. And these divide and conquer tactics go back to time immemorial. Way back into thousands of years ago, you go into ancient texts, they utilize the same system of divide and conquer to keep the people fighting each other while they chopped up all the bread, while they actually lived the life that they wanted, and they lived heaven on earth. They had us thinking that we had to die so that we can live, while they had their heaven now. And it's actually the opposite. I began to realize through all this research and the ancient texts and everything else that we as human beings are powerful people. There's a text called the Myth of Adapa. And in this text, which a lot of the biblical texts kind of utilized it to talk about the angels being jealous of human beings. In this text, it talks about the fact that Adapa, which is Adam, was made and created higher than all of the Anunnaki or the Anunna, that the knowledge of the universe was encoded in our bodies, and that we are some of the wisest people and strongest people to ever live in the universe, according to this text. Now, if this is true, which I believe it is, we have to realize that we've been through the bubonic plague, which almost wiped out humanity, Black Plague, Spanish Flu, the Inquisitions, which killed over 80 million people worldwide, not worldwide, but in most big regions, right? The Spanish Inquisitions under the order of the popes. And then you had the American Holocaust, unfortunately, where 111 million indigenous tribes were murdered. All these things happen. We can go outside right now and not see dead bodies in the street. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of times. It's the beginning of times. It's the beginning of the awakening. It's the return of the Christ consciousness. That's what it's the return of right now. And we, if we can see that the divide and conquer tactics and all of these wars that they've put us brother against brother, sister against sister, has been them manipulating us.
Well, let's expand on, quote, racism. I mean, my view, racism, which they would call tribalism, is really what it is. Like, I've read the Roman histories. They didn't see Africans as inferior. They did, and Africans didn't see Romans as inferior or Greeks. No. They saw it as the classes, you know, the elite priest class, the scientist, and on down. And that is something more that just got created and pushed in the last 500 years or so as an excuse for enslaving people. Before, it was just, if we can capture you and kill your men and brainwash you, we're going to make you slaves. It wasn't because you're not superior or you're not as good as us. It's if we can dominate you, then we'll use you as slaves in some cultures. But they've somehow imprinted this thing. When somebody thinks they're a victim, or somebody thinks, well, this happened to my ancestors, whether white or black or anybody, it becomes this thing where you don't realize how powerful you are, so everything's negative, and you just think you're going to keep losing, and it makes you madder and madder. And that's what Klaus Schwab says. We want to make people angry and divided with no hope.
Yeah, exactly. We have to get rid of the PTSD, and we have to obtain something called PTG, post-traumatic growth. So we realize what happened. We learn from it. We realize that the traumatic situation is in our bodies because of epigenetic memory. Scientists discovered that 15 to 20 years of generations of the negative memories are inside of our bodies. It's called epigenetic memories. It's real peer-reviewed science.
Yeah, it's totally proven. That's where instincts come from. It's subconsciously, that's how we see it suppressed, because you couldn't handle it all. But that's why you're scared of the edge of a cliff. That's why you're all those things that not just us, all the other animals have the instincts. It is literally the hard coded data of our ancestors.
Yes, we have to reprogram that negative data. We have to say to ourselves, we have to separate ourselves from our thoughts and realize we're not our thoughts. We are the observer of our thoughts. And if we can become the observer of our thoughts, we can begin to reprogram ourselves, separate ourselves from the instantaneous response action, and make a better decision on how to respond to things. Take yourself out of the victim mindset and put yourself in the growth mindset.
And that's what Jesus was talking about. And it is spiritual. Changes. It's the Holy Spirit. Sorry, I'm making great points.
Yes.
Is that you have to be born again and get over the sins of the forefathers. And we now know that's literally epigenetic. You're carrying that with you, but literally opening yourself up to God and through free will, you can cut that program off. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Absolutely. No doubt. Without a doubt. You can unlearn and relearn through that exact method, and you'll be born again many times in one lifetime as you grow consciously and look back on your previous self and go look back and say, oh, I was down there, but now I'm here. I was here. Now I'm here. And you can see yourself grow like becoming an ascended master, just like Jesus. No difference.
Well, I mean, obviously I believe Jesus knows the Son of God and the thing, but I've definitely noticed myself without reading a bunch of books that as I've gotten older and learned more and gone through, it's like I suddenly level up, and then just get more and more understanding of the knowledge. It just gets wild. And I think that's what you're saying. Yeah. You've experienced?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. You know, and the Bible, Jesus says, you shall do greater things than I. He also says, you're God. So he's letting us know, like, the power is in us, but we are not acknowledging our own power. And when we don't acknowledge the power, then what happens is we don't walk in that power. And we don't walk in power, You have the victim mindset. You're weak. You don't think you have the capability to achieve or do things. And you're always waiting for somebody to give you a handout. But when you understand the power's in you and you learn how to walk in the power that has been ordained to us, then things change for you. The world begins, the matrix begins to bend to your will. You begin to control your own destiny to some point, and you'll be able to help create your own reality.
And let's explain that, because, again, they're trying to make you trigger and focus on bad epigenetic events. They admit this, demoralizing. Instead of saying, no, I'm positive, I dial into the good instincts and God's spirit that God's given me, and then pressure isn't seen as something that's bad. It's actually like lifting weights. It makes you stronger, and that, again, is not what they want. So it's all about hating each other. It's all about just getting in a totally negative place, and then everybody else picks up on the negativity and now doesn't like you because they don't like, and so you isolate yourselves, which is exactly what they want.
Exactly what they want, literally. And people have to realize that when you say to God, you know, give me more peace, well then God's going to put you in a situation where you have to obtain more peace, and it's not going to be a peaceful situation. You're going to have to learn how to obtain peace from chaos. You say, I'd like more abundance. Well, you're going to be put in a situation where you don't have abundance, so you can learn how to rely on yourself and dig deep within yourself to do what it takes to put the conscious thought back by action to create the manifestation and to create the abundance. So you have to understand, like, there's, when you see something that's dark, not to take the victim in it, but to see the good in it, you can get out of it. How can you turn this situation alchemically into something positive and grow spiritually with that thing and realize that it is a gift from God?
In closing, I've been interrupting a lot because I really agree with you on so much. 5 minutes of other key intel and other big things you're working on, Billy Carson.
Oh, thank you. Well, I have a brand new docuseries that costs $500,000 to film. It's called Anunnaki Ancient Secrets Revealed. It's a high level, high quality. It could be on Netflix or Amazon Prime Video, but it's on our TV network, Forbidden Knowledge TV with the number 4. Just go to get your Forbidden Knowledge TV app and binge watch season 1 with myself and Eric Von Daniken and Matthew LeCoy and other great researchers and archaeologists from around the world. Anunnaki Ancient Secrets Revealed. In there, we go into the Pleiadian star system. We go into the ancient wars and the Mahabharata, the Bhagavad Gita, the Indian Vedas, the Rig Veda with the Battle of the Ten Kings, which according to the text took place in space. We talk about the pyramids. We talk about the structures beneath the pyramids. And this film was filmed almost 2 years ago. Anunnaki Ancient Secrets Revealed goes into all this incredible information. We decode, we break down, and we show all of the sources throughout the docuseries so that you can become a researcher and look this stuff up yourself. And of course, if you'd like to come with me to Egypt and go beneath the pyramids and see what's under there, just go to forbiddenknowledge.com and go to upcoming tours, and I'll take you there personally myself on a VIP tour of Egypt. And when we go on these sites, all the tourists have to leave when we show up. We go on private visits, and everyone leaves. It's a private visit for us only. And we explore, we learn, we show you tool marks, we show you where evidence of ancient technology that existed in the past. And we'll take you to the halls of Amenti located in Saqqara and take you underground to rejuvenation chambers that still exist till this very day. And we'll show you technology that could have warped diorite, warped actual stone diorite that was made into a gigantic box in one of the halls. And we'll take you to another room where you'll see the radioactive symbol on the lid that weighs about almost 1,000 tons. So this incredible stuff that we go to see, we really do great research. And we do scholarship on our tours. We teach people information about stuff. Like, for example, right now in Egypt, they discovered that the location at the Osirian, which is beneath the Temple of Seti I, potentially could have been a hydroponics type of a power generator utilizing water. It's not a temple. They keep calling it a temple, but the Osirian is most likely a place where they used water to generate electricity, a huge power plant. And so all the stuff we discover, man, we bring it to the world, and the flower of life symbol is etched into the columns there, in some way etched into the atomic structure of the column, not painted on, but in the atomic structure of the column itself. There's just so much information going on, and there's discovering some of these symbols might be the key to zero-point energy, anti-gravity. All these things are coming out now, and we're trying to bring it to the world. And we
let me just back you up on that. I know all these Indian temples. They look at the symbols all over those. They're 3,000 years old or older.
Crazy.
And it's all now with only computers. They know it. The exact code for the different sound frequencies and the sandboards.
Cymatics. It's called cymatic frequencies. With Cladney Place, you can reproduce some of those cymatic frequencies. We found one cymatic frequency that creates anti-gravity and levitates water droplets. It's located on a Sumerian cylinder scroll located in the British Museum.
And again, folks, people are taking pictures of these now. putting them into the computers, yeah, using the frequency, and you can do this, and levitating water. This is a super advanced stuff.
Yes, exactly. And this is literally how they manipulated matter in the ancient past. They had this knowledge long time ago. We're just now simply rediscovering it. They also talk in the text about utilizing these frequencies to cure diseases. They said they would utilize the frequencies to cure the heroes of old. And now what have they discovered? They just discovered how to kill cancer cells with frequencies. Okay. They just discovered this. And I talked about this 3 years ago on the Sean Ryan Show podcast, that eventually you'll use frequencies to kill cancer. Last year, they actually did it.
And just as in the ancient texts, there's always a group that doesn't want the general public to have this. And that's what the globalists say. Technology is getting out of control. We got to wipe everybody out and start over again. So whether we believe this happened in the past or not, why now that we get it and have technology to see what it does, they plug in, it does all this stuff. Somebody, that was my question last segment. And in closing, we didn't get to that. What would you call the bad group, or how many different groups are there, or who are the bad guys? Who are the good guys?
I'll tell you what. So in the ancient times, they had something called the mystery schools, not the Egyptian mystery, but the mystery schools. The Egyptian mysteries came out later. That term came out later. We're talking about tens of thousands of years ago. Only adept initiates were allowed in to get this secret, sacred knowledge of all the stuff about spirituality, the power of the mind, God, as above, so below, all the principles, hermetic principles, all that was included in there, plus many, many more building techniques, handpicked people. Later on, as these beings started to disappear, these teachers, these great teachers started disappearing, these other people started coming on board and letting more people get a hold of this knowledge. The secret societies spurred off of the original mystery schools. The mystery schools were the source of teaching, power of light, and the power of being spiritual and a great person, and how to access and save and store this secret knowledge started turning dark. And those secret societies spun off of that. And in the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, they call them the Dark Brothers. And they warn us of these Dark Brothers that would create these groups. And they did this thousands of years ago. So they warn us ahead of time that the Dark Brothers were going to come in the future. They were going to spin off of this knowledge, and they were going to create dark societies, which actually exist today. Skull and Crossbones, Illuminati, I mean, all these, the Bilderberg Group, all these things spur off.
And for those that don't know, absolutely, for those that don't know, a bunch of the documents, Charlotte Isbey's dad was part of Skull and Bones, got leaked to her. She was the head of the Department of Education under Reagan, and she released it all secretly at the time, but years later, you know, publicly, you know, did it here on my show. She's dead now. And the Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt, the Jesuit priest in Germany, went and set up the French Revolution. Washington wrote about it and said, they're not the real people trying to eliminate. They claim they're for the light, but they're the counterfeit. So when you hear everything from these people, they go, oh, we're the Illuminati. Well, Illuminati just means light. Well, Christ is the light. Yeah. So when they say that, it's the inversion. So really, those of us that are publicly with this, that's light. That's open. Occult means hidden. So there's nothing illuminating about occult or darkness. Occult just means hidden or dark. Doesn't mean dark skin, folks. It means darkness that you don't see what's going on. So it literally is a battle between light and dark.
Yes, absolutely. You hit it right on the head, man. That's what's happening. That's who's out here running this planet. We have 8.3 billion people being controlled by about 100 families. And underneath them, they have a hierarchy of some of the top leaders of some of these major Fortune 500 corporations. And then underneath there, you have the poly tricksters and so forth and so on. So there's levels to this thing. And unfortunately, the majority of humanity is at the bottom. And even though we're the ones that are to inherit Earth and to be able to have control over them, they've flipped it and have it where they're controlling us. And until we come together and realize that together we have the power, then we can take back control of this planet.
And do you agree that definitely there's the greatest awakening we know in modern history and recorded history is happening? And you talked about compartmentalization, secret societies. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote about this, but they'll create a criminal scam for an aim they want. They'll set it up through government corporations with mercenaries that just are given how to run the scam but not told why they're doing it. They get a bunch of money. We then every once in a while break through to the lower level criminal enforcers but never get any of the real plans because it was just about money for them. But then you can pull back in a Hegelian dialectic and see how they're manipulating the larger system for chaos. And Brzezinski wrote books bragging about this. Carol Quigley wrote books bragging about it. It's how I know it. And that's how then I can see their different criminal operations and understand how they're playing them off against each other. And it just imagine if these people were exposed and stopped
and because they just hand it down to the generations, how quickly humanity would just do incredible things. What do you think, in closing, about Trump? Because I see a lot of bad guys going after him. I think he's a good guy overall. They're trying to kill him. I mean, I see a definite break there. And I also realize that a lot of the elites realize they want to try to make everybody poor. A lot of the numbers show they would cause a war that would kill everybody. So there's a lot of people that say, hey, we're not going to do this depopulation just because it wouldn't even work. I'm not saying Trump's, you know, evil, but knows it won't work, so he's not doing it, or kind of a watered-down plan. I'm just trying to be as cynical as possible, just a war game and all. And again, it won't hurt my feelings. You kind of hesitated. What's your real view of Elon Musk? What's your real view of Donald Trump?
Yeah, well, Donald Trump, I think that, to be honest with you, I was kind of surprised because I've been against poly tricksters for a very long time. I call them poly tricksters. But I believe that some of the things he's done actually have been good, which is amazing. He's done some things I thought were good, but he's also done some things I thought were kind of strange, not so good. So Elon Musk, I mean, he's gone and he's discovered a lot of this illegal spending, which we know, I've been reporting about it for over a decade online, about all these, you know, hammers costing the government, you know, $1,000 or $1,500 for a washer. Illegal money is going out to things that don't exist and people getting paid underneath the table. So he's discovered all of this stuff. And I heard him say recently on Joe Rogan that he can't expose all of it because they'll kill him. So, I mean, he's obviously put his company on the line. His stock is going down significantly. He's being attacked, bombs being found at his place and everything else. You know, so, I mean, it's a little bit here or there in terms of, you know, what their real agenda is, but in some ways they're helping out. In some ways, I think there could be some areas that could be done better personally. But I do think that overall, there has been some changes that I personally would have done if I became president. You know, all this, you know, just transgender stuff and all this forcing it down my kids' throats and everything else. I agree with that stuff. I mean, I can't lie to you. I agree with it. I agree with some of the changes that have been made and some of the executive orders that actually have been signed. I actually agree with some of this stuff. So it's actually turned me around a little bit. Then, of course, bringing on RFK Jr., I agree with a lot of his health statutes. I believe that what he's doing with seed oils and the vaccines and everything else is revolutionary, something I've been waiting for. So as a person who's a revolutionary and a revolutionary mind, I have to say at the end of the day, I have to also recognize when something shows up that seems to be more revolutionary than what we've had in the past. And so far, it seems a little bit more revolutionary. Do I agree with everything 100%? No. But some of these things that have happened, I actually agree with.
I totally agree. You judge a tree by its fruits, as Christ said. And look, for whatever reason it's happening, they're irrevocably damaging the control system and the cult, the darkness cult. And so the cult is not happy. But I've seen Musk, and I've said this myself, let's say Musk is a sociopath. I'm not saying he doesn't think he's a good guy, but, or Trump, but they've told the globalist public, they said, listen, your plan to cut off resources, get rid of most of the people, you'll never get away with it. It's going to cause giant wars. We'll all get killed. Just from the point of the globalist plan won't work and they'll end up getting killed. Their bunkers aren't safe. A nuclear war is not survivable. There are elites and other groups now that just, now that we're coming up to the cataclysm or up to their great reset, because they know the great awakening's here. They want to have a great reset ahead of it to stop us. There are other people saying, no, let's just go to the stars. Let's expand it. And Trump can be the turnaround guy. And so can Musk for, talk about a new golden age, not of America, but for humanity.
Yeah. I think that some of the work they're laying down now can be built upon in the future, right? So everyone has their short period of time to run. And I got to admit, a lot of stuff has been done in a very short period of time. I can't take that away. I got to give credit where credit is due, man. I'm not an idiot. I think that got to give credit where credit is due. I think certain things have been done that I actually agree with. And I'll stand up to that against anybody. I'm not a yes man.
Well, me neither. I don't like the leveling of Gaza and Israel standing down. That's all, you know, and all that's sick stuff. But at the end of the day, definitely Trump is a change. This is a big time, and Musk has stuck his neck out there. I know I have. I know I'm real. I know I understand. Yeah. I mean, I actually love everybody already just that way genetically. But then I see how God built me that way, because that's what builds a society for everybody, where we're all nice and not, you know, I'm not going to put up with anybody's crap either, but the point is I'm not trying to take something from people, because I realize the genetic memory of total abundance, unlimited, we already know it's there.
Yes.
We've broken free of that. Get out of the way. There's unlimited space in the universe, and I want to see this adventure for our future progeny, and I want to, you know, it's just amazing. All right, Billy Carson, very impressive. Let's not wait a year to get you back on. Anytime you got news, call us. I'd love you to host the fourth hour sometime. God bless you, my friend. People can find your great work at the number 4BiddenKnowledge.com, Forbidden Knowledge on X. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Well, that was another impressive interview with him, even more impressive than the last one. We got to get that guy on more. It's like years go by, like 5 seconds. Daria, producer, Scott, try to get him on at least once a month. Just boom, that guy knows his stuff. That guy is smart.
Meanwhile, we're all being told to kill each other and hate each other and, you know, what color we are and, you know, oh my God, your ancestors did this, I hate you, and just all that's to control us, people. We all know that. The bad guys, the big corporate media that wants nuclear war and transgenderism for our kids, they're the ones, oh, we love the black people, we love them. It's all crap. And it's all meant to be anti-white so that white people then get pissed off and then blame brown people instead of the controllers that are manipulating us off against each other. Because if we keep fighting with each other, we're all going to get killed. And then society will reset. And with the weapons we've got now, we might kill everybody this time. Because you know it. From the history, you can feel it. Epigenetics, historical memory in your cells, that we've been around a long time. And this civilization is not the first. That's a fact. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Massive news straight ahead. The Noah Shore in 30 minutes with the War Room. 3 p.m. Central. Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a New World Order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the New World Order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigly came on as a big sponsor, and I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted, and they went out and did what I wanted. People love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great, and you know this other company I use is great, because you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we'd been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients and it's so hard to source and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexjonesstore.com and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexjonesstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win. When you think Second American Revolution, when you think 1776, when you think about what's happening in the world right now, you think about one place, and that's the InfoWar, because you're the InfoWar. And right now, you can spread the word and keep us on air more than ever by visiting thealexjonesstore.com with over 400 kick-ass designs like this baby that I designed, and I think it's great. And they say the pen is mightier than the sword, and that's absolutely true, and that's what this is a walking billboard for freedom and to meet like-minded people and let globalists know we're the majority and we're taking the country back. Razor sharp stainless steel 10-inch battle blade, a 2025 upgrade on the famous World War II trench knife with the skull crusher, with the brass knuckles, and with that beautiful blade with the Spartan ride on it, with tip of the spear and the classic InfoWars on the other side. Fighting tyranny's never been so much fun. Get your blade, get your shirts, get your ball caps, get it all, and fund the Second American Revolution in the information war today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute you.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, this is breaking right now. As you know, earlier today, police make arrests in Las Vegas, Tesla terror attack that burned up so many of the vehicles. Well, now the Las Vegas police reveal the man arrested for firebombing the Tesla showroom has ties to multiple communist organizations, Antifa folks, get ready to hit a bunch of stuff this weekend, and pro-Palestinian movement. Imagine my shock again, says Nick Sordor. This is terrorism. Paul Kim has been charged with 3 counts of arson, third degree, and 3 counts of unlawful possession of explosives, 4 counts of destroying property, 5 counts of discharging a firearm into a structure. A crazy communist, ladies and gentlemen. But you get into the foot soldiers of the globalists. The globalists themselves are not communist, but we've now covered it yesterday. It's in the documents all over the country. It's Antifa, Alexander Soros funding and mobilizing these groups. Pure racketeering. This is terrorism. This is not protest. Like MSNBC, Trump wants to arrest peaceful protesters. No, you cut off the front of what he said a few weeks ago with Elon Musk. He said, when you burn things down or attack people, because it's organized for political purposes to intimidate people, that's terrorism, not just regular crime. See, a hate crime's made up because all crime, you can say, is hateful. You kill somebody, whatever the motive is, you know, it's still illegal. But you go out and burn things and attack people and intimidate them in a group to make them politically do what you want, that's slavery. That's terrorism. What is the definition of terrorism? Violence or the threats of violence to enforce a political, cultural, or religious aim. Here is a clip of the press conference. Then I have some of the earlier press conference with more details. Here it is.
Indicates some very loose but self-proclaimed ties to the Communist Party USA social media group, as well as social media groups called Revolutionary Communist International, Hidden Palestine, Palestine Action, and a variety of other social media groups. That is part of our investigation, is to dig further into it and to be able to determine additional motive and other potential concerns. At this point in time, the suspects was placed immediately on 24/7 surveillance by our specialized units to ensure public safety and preserve evidence.
Wow, this is the first guy I know of, the rest of a few women burning down charging stations who are Antifa. They're even in the Antifa outfits, mask hoodlums. But he's the first person firebombing him that wasn't a tranny. Or maybe he is. I don't know. The bearded lady. So here's part of the earlier press conference before they released his name with the fact that we're coming after you for terrorism. Here it is.
Remember this scene. Tesla's in Las Vegas set ablaze after police say several Molotov cocktails were thrown at the cars. Now authorities say they have a suspect in custody, and we're expecting an update from them in just a matter of minutes.
That scene, just one of many attacks on Teslas and their owners happening across the country. The Trump administration classifying those suspects as domestic terrorists and launching a new task force to crack down on it. Let's go to Bill Malusian with more on this breaking news. Bill, what do you got for us?
Hey, Jackie. Well, Las Vegas police say they've got their guy. He's a 36-year-old man named Paul Kim, and he's being held in custody right now on more than a dozen felony charges, all in connection to that firebombing of a Tesla service center in Las Vegas last week. Now, video of that attack showed a person dressed in black using Molotov cocktails to damage at least 5 Tesla vehicles, with one of the unexploded devices left in a car. The word resist was graffitied on the property as well. Well, that suspect, Paul Kim, is now facing felony charges, including multiple counts of arson, destroying property above a $5,000 value, possession of a fire device, as well as a misdemeanor charge for shooting a gun into a vehicle. Elon Musk, reacting to this arrest, he wrote on X, quote, "Legacy media propaganda is what convinced this guy to do it. Same media that convinced assassins to target the president." Well, the FBI special agent in charge of the Las Vegas field office had a warning to anybody out there thinking of targeting Tesla after last week's attack. If
violent acts like this are unacceptable regardless of where they occur. And specifically to those who might think that something like this is justifiable or potentially even admirable, we want to let you know it's a federal crime. We will come after you. We will find you and prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law.
You know, when you look at that video, it's just really incredible what these domestic terrorists, as the attorney general has called them, have done. I mean, it flies in the face of everything that the Democrats claimed that they stood for on the environment. Mm-hmm. And it is. I mean, what else could you do beyond blow up cars to intimidate people? I mean, this is sort of the definition of domestic terrorism.
Well, and I feel bad for all of those Tesla owners. And I mean, how many Teslas do you see in the road every day as you're driving into
work? All the time.
I mean, I'm surrounded by them all the time. And the majority of them were, at least by the end of last year, owned by Democrats. But then you see video of these people in parking lots who don't know that the Tesla's recording them, scratching their key against the side or painting something on the side of the car. Thankfully, because the cameras are on when it's in sentry mode, they've got good pictures of them. And one guy I saw worked for some company, and now the company has, I don't think they've disowned him yet, but he's
But that's what that's
trouble.
What it's going to take is, like, you know, outing these people, because these they're not being prosecuted often for
yeah,
this.
Because unless
we saw that in New York.
Unless the car is taking video of them,
right,
which a lot of these cars are. No, I mean, they key somebody in a parking lot, they do it very surreptitiously. You don't see it, but the Teslas, they see everything.
That's true.
Yep,
this is all just a prelude to this summer when the Democrats' official plan, John Podesta, Carville, Raskin, civil war conditions, burn everything down. And if they don't get a George Floyd thing naturally, a tragedy, they're going to shoot up a bunch of illegal aliens at a protest and burn it all down. That's imminent. Well, I got some bad news on trying to end the Ukraine war, but I already predicted it. I didn't really predict it. A month before Trump got elected, they knew it was going to be hard to beat him with a landslide. So they announced the new Northern Group headed up by the UK and Keir Starmer, made up of France and 10 other nations, that would keep the war going, even though most of the NATO hardware was paid for by us, over 70%, 85% of the Ukraine war material on top of that. And so now they had another summit today, and they're just ignoring Trump's ceasefire deal. The Russians haven't been bombing infrastructure for a couple weeks. They're intensifying it. They couldn't get the 800 plus billion they wanted pledged, but they still give them tens of billions now. The EU has coalition of the willing to expand Ukraine war. Macron hands Zelensky billions as Trump ceasefire not honored. Well, President Donald Trump has made great progress towards a ceasefire agreement between Moscow and Kiev. The deal was remained tentative since Tuesday. Both countries continue to bomb each other, energy infrastructure on a daily basis. Meanwhile, the Russians have actually said they haven't been, and I've looked it up. They've cut back to almost nothing. The Anglo-Franco Coalition of the Willing summit hosted in Paris, it's what it was called, the Anglo-Franco summit, on Thursday, as attended by 27 European heads of state. 27 European heads of state mulled ways to continue the resistance. It's 10 main groups that have totally pledged, though, against Russia. French President Emmanuel Macron gifted Ukraine's dictator Zelensky 2 billion euros in military aid as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, the pedophile protector in chief, pushed for even more sanctions against Moscow as the duo are repeatedly moving forward on deploying their own militaries to Ukraine to fight Russia directly, they said. So the big takeaway is the war is going to continue, and NATO says, the EU says, whether the U.S. is in it or not, they're going to go to direct war with Russia. And Zelensky came out yesterday and said, oh, Putin's old. He'll be dead soon. Maybe sooner, not from being old, saying we're going to kill him. Insane level escalation. Let's play that clip of President Zelensky. Clip 2 says, Russian President Putin will die soon. If I was a betting man, I would bet on Zelensky not living as long, and I'm not threatening him, and I hope he doesn't die. I just want this to end, but here it is.
But it also depends on his age. He will die soon, and that's a fact, and it will come to an end. And it could come to an end even before he ends his absolutely safe and losing, historically losing life. Historically lost life.
Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin will die soon. We just showed you that. EU goes full prepper, calls on citizens to stockpile 72 hours worth of food and water. Another signal is they prepare for war with Russia. There's the unelected head of the EU Commission, van der Leyen. Woman finally attain equality in Denmark, will now be drafted into the military at age 18 to fight. Four U.S. soldiers found dead near Belarus on the Ukrainian border. In mystery, tragedy, It goes on and on. There's Putin saying Britain is the one continuing this. So there you go. The usual suspects, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God, they're going to get us all killed if they can. It's just absolute maniac behavior. And you have all the judicial tyranny going on by these Article 3 administrative judges created by Congress, and you've got Speaker of the House saying next week they're going to move to start defunding them, which they can do. That's better than impeaching them. Just cut all their money off. Turn the lights off. Congress has the power of the purse. The presidency executes. Only the Supreme Court can be co-equal to executive and legislative. Not Article 3 courts that are what? Administrative. That's why they've been shifting everything to administrative law, not constitutional law, in the last 50 years. Very, very serious situation. Speaking of the courts, let's hit that right now. Again, it's two-day-old news, but I haven't got the attention it needs. Speaker Johnson didn't just threaten to defund courts. He said, desperate times take desperate measures. I'm quoting, and look for big action next week. That video is on InfoWars.com. And then now today, breaking, radical Ninth Circuit court agrees with lower court, tells Trump to reinstate thousands of fired probationary employees. What's going on? The Gateway Pundit asked. Well, you're seeing judicial tyranny. And now that Boasberg judge magically has had all the Trump cases, the new ones, sent to him, even though that's supposedly on a wheel. Trump's called for a criminal investigation. Wow. Absolutely insane. And what are they trying to stop us from doing? Saving the country, saving the dollar, saving our border, stopping World War III. And it goes on and on and on. Let's look at the social tyranny here. Oh, I've got a bunch of that and what it ties into in the medical tyranny. All over the world, same programs, same operations. Here in North America and Canada, LGBTQIAP2S plus attack. Canadian pediatrics group tells doctors to affirm gender confusion in children as young as six. Take them away from the parents if they don't like it. That's the global plan. Look at this. Norwood Primary School has decided to discontinue its annual Easter parade and Easter service in an effort to foster a more inclusive atmosphere because the Muslims don't like it. Well, they can leave. Head teachers said the decision was made to acknowledge and respect the diverse religious beliefs of the students. Northern Irish pastor prosecuted for sermon on John 3:16. It's happening in Canada as well. Look at this clown. One of the many recently jailed for Facebook comments in the UK, criticizing illegal alien crime in any way, sentenced by the leftist judge, who meanwhile let a child rapist go with no jail time, has said that civil war is here. It's apparently justified his sentence. Interesting. They are very afraid of the people. This judge, this clown woman, Tracy Lloyd Clark, said she sentenced the ex-soldier with PTSD, Defron Williams, to 2.5 years in prison for Facebook comments saying we're in a civil war against the globalists. She also sentenced someone for posting a video on social media for 12 months. The same judge let a child rapist off, the kidnapped raped child with no jail time. British chat forums shuddered to avoid new internet policing law. You say, why do we care about that? It's the same plan, the same globalists, the same operations over and over and over and over again. I want to hit some other big news here, but first I want to show you how you handle things. And how RFK Jr., how MTG, how everybody is doing the right thing by just calling out the corporate media that you're liars, you're discredited, you're the enemy, you're a fraud, you're hoaxers, you hate this country, and not even sit there and spend inordinate amount of times defending themselves over the signal leak of non-war plans. And I understand you got to respond to it at some level, but it's giving power to these people. The voters know what's going on. They don't have the power to remove anybody. They want to have investigations go that become civil and criminal to try to find somebody that they say told a lie or something. When I was forced to testify in front of the Jan 6 fake committee that wasn't legally constituted, they wouldn't let Republicans vote whoever they wanted on it. They put Lynn Cheney and Kinzinger and all of them on there. I told them 98 times the Fifth Amendment. Never saw the video of it, though, because I chewed them out first. And they said, why? And I said, well, Schiff's already been caught falsifying emails and witnesses. You guys have already tampered witnesses. This isn't a duly proper committee. You've tried to come to me and you know, get me to come, quote, you know, you'll go easy on me if I tell you what I know. I know nothing. We went there peacefully like all other rallies. You're criminals. You're illegitimate. I'm taking the Fifth because you will take my truth and you will say I have perjured myself and have some stupid brainwashed jury here in D.C. That's what I said to him, basically word for word. That's what I said. I said, you're criminals. You're illegitimate. You're going to go to prison for what you've done. And I'm not going to let you say I've perjured myself, so I'm not going to answer your questions. And then I gave them the Fifth 98 times. 98 times. And again, they erased all the main interview videos of people in front of Congress. They destroyed the record that's illegal because they all got, most of the people chewed the living snot out of them. And told them they're crooks to their face. Can you imagine having that video of me telling the crooks to their face they're crooks? It was. You think me chewing out Piers Morgan was bad? Ha! And then one more time they started bullying me. Raskin did, and I repeated it again. I said, "You're crooks. This is illegitimate." And they'd already caught Schiff putting out fake emails. What people said. Remember when Schiff got up in Congress and said, I'm reading to you the transcript of Trump's phone call to the Ukrainian president at the time. I'm your boss. I'm the mafia. Here's how this is going to go. Never said any of that. He just made it up. He later admitted he made it up. Made it up. No, I'm not going to sit there and even respond to your crap. We don't know how Goldberg got on there. It's just us talking about general summation. We shouldn't use Signal, even though the federal government and Biden said it was the thing to use. We're done. Screw you. Burn in hell. That's it. And it's not like I give people advice to tell these people to burn in hell. You've seen me in Connecticut when they go, you called her a tyrant on the air the other day. And I said, yeah, she's how she acts. She's a tyrant. Then after that, Pattis goes, they called me behind the thing. You've got to leave. You can't testify tomorrow. She's going to hold you in contempt. And I said, oh, what's that, a week? She goes, no, it's 6 months in Connecticut. So I left. Plus, it was all rigged anyways. They just wanted me up there. Does over 20 things I couldn't say. Couldn't say I was innocent. Couldn't say all these things. And then they'd get up and ask me the things I wasn't supposed to say. And she told him, she said, I'm throwing him in jail tomorrow. And then they promoted her to head state judge. She's the head judge in the whole state now if she did that. And I looked at her and I said, yeah, she's tired. And so when I give you guys advice out there, I don't talk the talk and then not walk the walk. And it's not about being arrogant. It's not about, you know, being a thug. It's the opposite. These are criminals. These are scum. These are frauds. They're not all, but when someone behaves like that and finds you guilty and lets people put on evidence with no response back, with no proof. She had to have enough for the TV cameras to act like it was a real trial, even though I was already found guilty. And then so my lawyer's like, did anybody ever pee on the graves? No, I just heard it. Well, who told you? I don't remember. But Mr. Jones never peed on the graves, and nobody else did that you know of. Hold on, that's enough. You're being mean to the witness.
And they'd have one of the mothers, never even said her name, even know who she was, get up there in Texas for 15 minutes go, you were on the air this morning attacking me and my son, saying we didn't exist. And I went, I didn't do that. I said, no such thing. But I couldn't talk. The judge was like, be quiet. Don't talk. I'll sit there with the jury. And then you did this. And then you did that. And then you did this. And you did that. And I'm just sitting there. Oh, my God. Carney, the former Bank of England, total globalist, top UN climate envoy, total New World Order, WF. They have the Governor General, King Charles, has the parliament dissolved so they can move him without an election. So he acts like he's the president or the prime minister. And now Carney is acting like he's going to stand up to Trump. They're the ones that have a $200 billion trade deficit with us and 300% tariffs on our goods. Another one, Doug Ford, talk about a evil-looking creature. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. I'm just saying if I was going to cast somebody for a movie that, like It the Clown Eats Kids, it'd be him. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he will make sure to inflict as much pain on America as possible, fuming at tariffs. Well, you've been conducting the pain on us. All we want is open free trade. So let's play both their clips in a moment. But Trump should really go directly to the Canadians and kind of tweak what he's saying and say, listen, you're under globalist control. A fair deal I want to do with you. But instead, the globalists are using this to stay in power. Canadian Prime Minister Carney calls Trump auto tariffs a direct attack on his country. So you got huge tariffs on us, and we don't have tariffs on you, and so we're not only, you're not going to retaliate. We're retaliating. You attacked us, not the Canadian people. The deindustrialization of America is over. So Trump, they didn't listen. They said they'd stop fentanyl. They didn't do it. So now Trump's put them in. And that's what we should, but I'll get to that in a moment. Well, go ahead and play these, and I want to show you how you do it. RFK, from his perspective, his genteel angle, MTG's aggressive angle, I like it. And the left's like, oh, look how discredited she is, being rude to the British reporter. No, they're scum. Here's the Canadian globalist puppets.
And our response to these latest tariffs is to fight, is to protect, and to build. We will fight the U.S. tariffs with retaliatory trade actions of our own that will have maximum impact in the United States and minimum impacts here in Canada. We will protect our workers and our industries during this difficult period. But above all, we will build a new Canadian economy. We will build Canada strong. Coming to terms with this sobering reality is the first step to taking necessary actions to defend our nation. But it's only the first step. Last night, the President of the United States reached out to schedule a call. I appreciate this opportunity to discuss how we can protect our workers and build our economies. I will make clear to the President that those interests are best served by cooperation and mutual respect, including of our sovereignty. Let's be clear. We're all on the same page. We won't back down. We will respond forcefully. Nothing is off the table to defend our workers and our country.
Not, but I can assure you one thing. We're going to make sure that we inflict as much pain as possible to the American people without inflicting pain on the Canadian population. And that
these guys hold no cards. They've been the ones screwing us. It's over. And the Canadian government's been screwing their people, too. So just like the governor of Maine, they'll be groveling in a month. I'm out of time. In post, we're not live. We post this to X, the full show, and ban out video. We'll post the clips of MTG and Kennedy, so you'll see those in a moment if you're watching this as a tape. Owen Schroeder takes over. Find the InfoWars stream at Real Alex Jones. We'll post it back at the top. He takes over in 2 minutes. Please support us. The new collectible coin's selling out quick. It's a fundraiser coin. The best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for all your support. If you haven't supported, what are you thinking? We're all fighting together. I need your support and their great products, thealexjonesstore.com.
Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several of their platforms. They don't. And even if they did, the AlexJonesStore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks. More entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Sign up today. Experience the amazing benefits and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
Folks, I'm not funded by any big corporations or anybody. I am funded by viewers and listeners because over the years they would target our sponsors and threaten them and take them away. We direct sell high quality products, supplements, mementos, clickable knives, Patriot gear at thealexjonesstore.com. But the supplements are some of the best you're going to find anywhere. And we have this new product that boosts your immune system with all the known concentrated herbs and compounds. Atomic defense, meaning, you know, nuke the bad guys, boost your immune system ahead of all the things that are going on. It's so good for you. The ingredients are incredible. It's our newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. And then it funds our operation as a political, cultural, spiritual immune system to fight the globalist, a true 360 win. And out of the gates, it's 40% off introductory offer. You take this, it's good for your whole body. You take it all the time, but particularly in the fall and winter, everybody needs atomic defense. thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.